glad of life that's brought you to this moment. I'm happy for you that you're going to be able to express yourself in this way as Secretary of State, and for your family. So I really am thrilled that you're in a position that I know you've longed for and think you can make a major difference in.
A sport coat and a
peach. I don't know why I thought of this song to go with John Kerry being confirmed as Secretary of State. He always struck me as one of those guys who always had a white sport coat and a smirk. I always hated those guys in high school. Well, whatever. It's a long time ago. So I went to the museum to get away from this communist regime for an hour or so. And I mean, I'm not a royalist. I hated the royal family. But the art objects that were personally owned by members of the French monarchy from the time of Louis XIV until the French Revolution of 1789 were made by artisans, and they're simply amazing to look at. They're dazzling. When you look at the snuff boxes of gold and diamonds that were given to each other, you have to wonder. I mean, the artwork is astounding. Of course, that wouldn't be acceptable today to the progressives. I mean, in fact, they should do what the Khmer Rouge did, which is burn the museums to the ground. They, after all, or melt down the snuff boxes and use the gold for fillings or something for the poor. But if you look up the word muse, museum, it's an interesting derivation. I escape in the museum is probably not enough. I really should go there more often. A temple of the muses, a study, a temple of the muses. Muse, to dream. That's where I go to dream. So if I look at an artwork, I get into a dreamlike state. If it takes me out of my state, you know, my current state of mind. I swear to God, I didn't really think of Obama or Rand Paul or Hillary Clinton. I was able to escape the migraine of these people. These people are like a constant migraine. It's like you need ergot every time Hillary speaks. Ergotamine is the only thing that can put her out of your mind. Snuff-taking was very popular since it was discovered by a Spanish monk during Columbus's second journey to the Americas from 1493 to 1496. And he noticed that the Haitians were sniffing snuff. And so the French ambassador in Lisbon, Portugal, sent snuff to Catherine de Medici to treat her son's migraines, if I recall. And that popularized snuff-taking among the elite. Now, by the 17th century, snuff had become so popular that some people like Bloomberg objected to snuff-taking. That's right. There were antecedents to Bloomberg. Pope Urban VIII threatened to excommunicate snuff-takers. In Russia, in the 1600s, Tsar Michael instituted the punishment of removing of the nose, took off the nose. Bloomberg would like to take off the tongue of anyone who drinks a 32-ounce soda, but he can't do that. But Tsar Michael punished people by taking off the nose of those who use snuff. Nevertheless, snuff use persisted the same way cocaine use persists, despite the harsh punishments here in America. King Louis XIII became a devout snuff taker. And it spread even to China. It was the tobacco product of choice among the elite by the 18th century. Napoleon, many other people who were famous at the time, were using it. And yet, even then, there were wise doctors. An English doctor, John Hill, warned of the overuse of snuff, saying it would lead to nasal cancers. How do you like that? He was able to put two and two together. But people don't want to know that today. I mean, I know people who smoke cigars. They sit back and they suck on a cigar. Mmm, delicious. Mmm. And then they drink the heavy alcohol to go with it. They know nothing about the carcinogenic interrelationship between tobacco and alcohol, or they don't care. And they're entitled to it. I mean, I wouldn't stop them. They want to give themselves laryngeal cancer of the larynx or the pharynx. I can't stop them. You can't tell people certain things. It's like barbecued food. You live in the suburbs. These people think that they just discovered fire. I don't understand it. How so many white middle class suburbanites think that they literally stumbled upon fire. Every weekend, in the middle of the rain and the snow and the cold, they're burning foods with the attendant benzoapyrenes on the meats and on the fish, absolutely condemning themselves to stomach cancers and whatnot. Can't tell them a thing. But then again, here we are. I don't use snuff. I'm be honest with you. But there are many health risks to using this. Don't tell Bloomberg that because he's liable to look into limiting the size of snuff boxes in New York City. I think the bigger question today is, since I don't give a rat's behind about John Kerry or about any of the, frankly, of the political stories of the day, I don't care. I've reached the point of literally I don't care. I know you don't care, incidentally. So I'm now challenged on the radio every day since this is largely a political show. But remember, I made my name in radio 18 years ago by declaring the show is about news, views, and reviews. It wasn't just the normal hackneyed garbage of the day that you can hear every different way, cut up like a salami from morning, noon, and night until eventually you didn't want to eat it anymore. No, siree, Bob, news, views, and reviews. So today I'm talking about museums, snuff boxes, and I'm asking you if museums are still relevant and if you go to museums or whatever else you want to talk about. Does anyone in this audience, because after all, anyone who listens to conservatives such as Michael Savage, our knuckle-dragging, right-winger, Neanderthal-esque people. We don't go to museums. That's a place only for the elite liberals, sensitive people, fine people. Conservatives don't go to museums. Now, would it be impossible for you to believe that we actually go and support museums, because that would be counterintuitive. It's a place where only refined liberals go, Obama voters, people who love the people. People who love the poor go to museums. Thank God many of the people who go to museums don't wear identification tags, which tell me their politics, or I'd probably stop going, to be honest with you. If you care to talk about anything but John Kerry, I'll be right back to do so.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fountain, Talk 560 KSFO. The Republican minority in the legislature reacted favorably to Governor Jerry Brown's live within our means message in the State of the State address. Senator Jim Nielsen of Gerber says the governor, quote, is speaking Republican language and, quote, embracing long-held Republican principles. A San Francisco hedge fund founder has been sentenced in an insider trading case. The founder of Whitman Capital got a two-year prison term and was fined more than $1 million. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 De La Cruz in San Jose crashed. Right lane is blocked. Heavier traffic, though, southbound 101 from 237 down to Oakland Road. 880 both directions between 237 and about 1st Street. Bumper-to-bumper traffic. Still heavy along the peninsula, northbound 101 from Marsh Road up to Highway 92. Eastbound 24 unwinding, but still slow from 580 to the Caldecott. I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO.
You're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, and you do whatever it takes for success. And it takes hard work, drive, and money. Money to buy equipment, money to pay expenses, money to grow. The fact is, it takes money to make money. That's where an entrepreneur loan from Cash Call comes in. We can lend your business up to $20,000 by tomorrow. Even if your business is just you, and even if it's brand new, you're big enough for us as long as you have a business bank account. It's quick and easy. Just call 855-878-CASH. Or go to cashcallbusiness.com. We don't require tax returns or financial statements. You don't need collateral or security. Up to $20,000 can be in your account by tomorrow. Use it for any business purpose. So call 855-878-CASH to get the money you need to make more money.
Subject to credit approval. Some documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License.
That's 855-878-CASH.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Look, I admit it's a risky topic. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I mean, you turn on the radio, you expect me to be raging against the machine or raging against Obama. How much can you do with that? We know who he is. He hates the country. He hates American values. He hates the American working people. How much can you say about that? You know, I don't have the proper amount of radiation and chemotherapy to stop him. That's the job of the opposition party. That is the job of the opposition party, John Boehner, but unfortunately he's busy in the cloakroom with the ice cubes. So here we are. I mean, I went to the museum. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm looking at the snuff story now, because if the royal people use snuff going back to the 1700s, maybe it's good enough for me. I don't smoke. But apparently, the British Medical Journal chimed in on snuff in 1981, and they examined nicotine intake by snuff users. Listen to what they concluded. This is interesting. Unlike tobacco smoke, they wrote, snuff is free of tar and harmful gases such as carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxide. Since it cannot be inhaled into the lungs, there is no risk of lung cancer, bronchitis, and emphysema, though we are not aware of any direct evidence prolonged heavy use of dry snuff might well carry a slight risk of nasopharyngeal cancer. And then they go on. So it's interesting. They say, in other words, you can use snuff to get your nicotine without damaging your lungs, but you increase your chances of nasopharyngeal cancer. The rapid absorption of nicotine from snuff confirms its potential as an acceptable substitute for smoking. Switching from cigarettes to snuff would substantially reduce the risk of lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, and possibly coronary heart disease as well, they wrote, at the cost of a slight increase in the risk of cancer of the nasopharynx, or oral cavity. Another advantage of snuff is that it does not contaminate the atmosphere for non-users. It's very popular in Europe, by the way. I don't see snuff in America. Do they use it other than rural areas of the South somewhere? Snuff hasn't made a big comeback, has it? I'm sure I shouldn't even mention it on the show. I bet you that it becomes a big thing now. People start snuffing now tobacco. A lot of companies make it. Gebrüder Bernard, Germany. Paschal Tabak, Germany. Philip Morris, South Africa. Wilson's, UK. Samuel Gewith, United Kingdom. American Snuff Company. And I didn't know there was a market for snuff. Look what you can learn in a museum. I'm not tempted. I don't like tobacco myself. But a lot of people do. God bless them. They want it. It's a drug like any other. Let them use it. I'm not Bloomberg after oil. All right, but really, does anyone listening to the show go to a museum? I know you're not supposed to because you're not a lib. Conservatives are knuckle draggers. You're supposed to. And if you go to a museum, you're supposed to pretend that you have an Obama-Biden bumper sticker button from 2008 on the back of your jacket. Let's see. I got some great callers here. I know you think I'm groping. I'm not. I can't do the news. I cannot do it. Carrie breezes through nomination hearing. Ho-hum. Nebraska OK's pipeline. Women in combat, part of another social experiment, says retired Army general. No kidding. Let's see how that works out. Pipeline. Boring. Teacher accused of molesting students will keep his pension. Why not? Why shouldn't he keep his pension? What do you think he taught for? Feinstein ban includes handguns. The purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons. Now, how many times have you heard about Feinstein and the guns today? No gun callers. Not doing it. You know what I think of Feinstein. The answer is very simple. Look into Dick Blum's business dealings going back 20 years. That's all. You people don't even know how to fight. Instead of looking at Feinstein, look at Dick Blum, her husband's business dealings. They're all above board, I'm sure. She didn't steer contracts to her husband over the years. I mean, the LA Times must have been wrong when they first wrote about it because they never repeated the story. And the San Francisco Chronicle never heard of any such scandal. No, I mean, so therefore, I'm not implying there is such a scandal. But the fact of the matter is, if you're worried about Feinstein's gun grabbing, you should look at Dick Blum's military contracting. It goes way beyond shopping carts. That might slow her down a bit. She may find out that the knuckle-dragging idiots with AR-15s and bushwhacker rifles actually can read the Internet. But then again, I don't think that's going to happen because, frankly, I don't think there's enough intelligence on the other side of the aisle to stop this juggernaut. I think God himself is going to have to stop them. And believe God will step in and stop them. I truly believe there's going to be a cataclysmic event within 2 to 3 years that's going to stop this juggernaut as sure as I'm sitting in front of this microphone. Well, my name is not Michael Savage. Something is going to happen. There is going to be a confluence of events that stops this imposter dead cold in his tracks. Already, the Middle East should have stopped him. If he was any other politician, he would have been impeached for what he's done in the Middle East. Impeached! There would have been hearings about what he did by overthrowing Mubarak, by killing Gaddafi. What has it wrought? Why are you sending airplanes and tanks to Islamists? But since we lost the press and we have no opposition party, that was not enough. It's going to take something even bigger than the disaster of the Arab winter. Shall I call it the Arab Holocaust against Christians and non-fanatic Muslims to stop this administration? And it will happen. It's inevitable. Because madness like this eventually will come up against itself. WABC in New York, Rich, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, congratulations on your new book. I just know it's going to be great, like everyone, every other one was.
Okay, that means you want a copy of A Time for War. I'll send you one.
Oh, I appreciate that. But my main comment was about the museums. I come from a conservative background, and my father used to take us all the time, and I still go. I take my own children. And I see a bunch of my friends that also go, and they also come from a conservative background, so they're really...
Really? But you can't go to the museum. You didn't vote for Obama. How are you allowed in?
But you know what's true? I did see a lot of change T-shirts. I did see a lot of Obama-Biden shirts. I've seen bumper briefcases that Obama-Biden. I've seen a lot of that. You are right on that.
Maybe somebody ought to print a T-shirt that says, guns are art. Wait a minute, that may be a way around Feinstein to say that I bought a Bushmaster rifle because it's a work of art. I didn't use it for any reason other than to have it because it's so beautiful. It's sort of like a Jaguar XK-140, the Bushmaster rifle. I bought it as a work of art. I hang it in my house on a gun rack. Okay, thanks for the call. Stay in the line. By the way, you got to go to michaelsavage.com if you're interested in my new novel, A Time for War. People are... I don't know. They seem to be interested in it already. I can see the Amazon list is moving up. But today there's something new for you. you can download a chapter. What do you get there? What do we give away for free now? You click on it, and it says start reading an excerpt. I don't know about that business today. You have to give away a chapter? Well, if it's well written, well, Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? Good review. The powerful new thriller from the author of Abuse of Power. Is China Already at War with Us? A Time for War by Michael Savage. Order your copy now. Click here. Top right, Feinstein fires first shot in war on guns. The day accountability died, that's Hillary Clinton. Muslim Council says female circumcision is a human right. You hear this? This is amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Female circumcision is a human right. In other words, mutilating girls is a human right to the throwbacks in Indonesia. And this ties into Obama's vision for the future. I don't mean female circumcision. Don't take me out of context. But he has an appointee to be CIA director who has to be crazy. I'm pretty convinced that a guy's nuts. He gave a speech that we played last week where he said in his years with long hair and an earring, he went around Indonesia as a youngster. I guess he meant a young hippie. And everywhere he went, the Muslims treated him well, and he's never met a Muslim who wasn't peace-loving. The very next day, France bombed Mali to stop the Islamists from taking over the country. And this man wants to be the head of the CIA. It's really frightening. I may have to spend the rest of my life inside museums if he becomes the head of the CIA. I mean, to be honest with you. Tim on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, it's a blast from the Savage past. I'm the former Tim of San Francisco. I used to call you all the time.
I do remember, Tim, but then you moved out of San Francisco to Kern Country, didn't you, Southern California?
San Diego, yeah. I'm down here still. Anyway.
Wait a minute. It says you're calling me on KSFO. That means you're listening on the Internet?
You got it, Mike.
Okay.
I hear you again. I'm so happy you're back. You have no
I'm not in San Diego, though. I was banned in San Diego because I was too powerful for the military market down there. They've all become wimped out, so they don't want me in there. But anyway, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to say, I told you a story years ago about working in a museum, and it concerned almost not getting hired, and you referred to it as a doll shop because they wanted to hire an Asian female who didn't even apply for the job.
Well, that's right. I mean, in order to make certain that the museum goes forward into the future, it has to look like a pastiche of Obama voters.
Yeah, my point about museums is you don't really know how much you miss a good museum until you don't have one. And
well, I think that Obama should consider turning Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York into a homeless shelter. and maybe he could consign the art to the basement, and the homeless people could live inside the museum itself because it is a waste of space. Think of all of that square footage on Fifth Avenue going to waste with dead paintings, painted largely by dead white males. Of a dying civilization called Western civilization. That doesn't belong in Obama's vision of the future, does it?
No, definitely not.
No, it's not a part of Obama's vision. Look at museums. 99% of it was created by dead white males. What good are museums? In fact, it's anti-American to think about it. If you think carefully about it, all of the arts and all of the artisans that created this stuff, white males. I mean, you can't have that. Anyway, my friend Tim, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, the new thriller. I'm going to give him out all week. I think many people are going to love it. Where are we right now on the show? 855, that opens up a line, 855-47282 on this or any other topic. I want to hear about Abe. He says he likes to go to the museum in New York. Abe, WABC, go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you? I go to Holocaust museums on a regular basis.
Wait, you go to what museum?
Holocaust museums. The one in Washington, the one in New York.
Only a Holocaust museum? That's depressing.
I know, but I feel like there's a lot to learn there.
Okay, I don't want to denigrate it, but what do you go to the Holocaust Museum and what do you learn? When you go, what do you go for? What are you going there for?
What am I going there for? Really? It's because the State of Israel came after the Holocaust. That was like a victory in a way. So I feel like I'm a big supporter of Israel, so like going to
did you vote for Obama as a supporter of Israel?
No.
Why do so many Jewish people vote for Obama even though he hates Israel?
Because like you say, they hate Israel.
They hate Israel, that's all. Liberal Jews seem to have a discomfort with Israel. All right, Abe, thank you for that call. I try not to go to a museum to get depressed myself, but I don't know. I go to a museum to get uplifted. I don't want to look at the tragedies of the past, although it's intertwined in the world of art anyway. I like more romantic art. I like heroic art, to put a phrase on the type of art that attracts my eye. I prefer heroic statues to almost anything else. I stood in front of a piece of bronze today that just moved me, staring up at the nostrils of a bronze horse upon which there rode some king of France. He's already long gone. He's just nothing but bones, 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 Billy Bones. And it was amazing to look at the craftsmanship of the nostrils flared on the horse, the ears, the eyes, the hooves, the tail. Astounding to see real art. And I suppose that it gives me a sense of being part of something, Western civilization. And since we are living in a time where Western civilization has been denigrated by people who are jealous, frankly, of the productions of Western civilization, which is why they hate it and resent it so much, it's almost a refuge for me. It puts me into a state that I don't find anywhere else in my life. That's why I go there, you know? I don't know that I want to do this for two straight hours, but I think more people should go to museums. In fact, I think every listener to the Savage Nation, in listening to the show, should recognize something. That if you go to a museum with even yourself and get lost in it and just wander around, look at anything that you like, take your children, take your grandchildren, what you're basically doing in a strange way is protesting the march through the institutions of this radical left administration of ours, the hatred for Western civilization that is evidenced by the media, and of course it's a counterpoint to the violence and the pornography of our time that really pervades our time. The violence and pornography that pervades our time, the sewer pipe of Hollywood, it's the greatest antidote to Katzenberg, and Weinstein. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Okay, here's a vote. Traffic eastbound 4 after Loveridge in Pittsburgh. A truck conked out. It's got the middle lane blocked. Traffic is slow and go as you make your way out Bay Point. Northbound 17, Santa Tomas Expressway in Campbell. Left lane is blocked by a crash there. Southbound 280 connected to northbound 85. We've got accidents in the center divide. And southbound 101 Woodside Road. An accident's been pushed off to the right shoulder. Northbound 101 still slow. Marsh Road to 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochavihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
You know where to turn when you want the truth about politics, world affairs, and an unbiased take on news you can use. Now, if you want to have a straightforward, no-nonsense conversation about your finances, then take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. If you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get the sort of real-world practical advice that you want, need, and deserve. Right now, Greg has a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.0%. That's right, 3.0%. And it's applicable for a purchase or a refinance. So call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. You owe it to yourself to give Greg and his team a call. You'll be glad you did.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation doing some California dreaming, blasting out to 177 stations. Look, when I started in talk radio, it was more than Ruby Ridge and Bill Clinton with the dress. You can't do that day and night. The audience is going to go away. They can't take it, I say to myself every day. Now, I'm gambling. I'm gambling that you want to hear me talk about my interests, such as museums today. Tomorrow, I might talk about cameras. I might talk about boats. I might talk about cars. I might talk about anything that interests me, because I can't be the only man on earth who is literally choking to death on the politics of the day. We know what it is. We know it's a scourge. We know it. I opened the show with the fact that the administration feels like an aggressive illness that's ravaging the body politic. And I said we need to apply massive doses of radiation and chemotherapy to try to stop the devastation of all aspects of our lives. I said that, but how much can I say it? Wherever you turn, they're devastating everything that we believe in. So I retreat into the museum today. I had to run away from it. I had to run away from it. You want me to do history one day, I'll do it. You want me to talk about the ancient Aryans, I'll do that for you. The ancient Nordics, you want me to really get you nervous? We'll talk about the ancient Nordic race, the fair and blue-eyed Nordic race. I know you can't even say the word because everyone says Timothy McVeigh. I mean, if you want to even talk about the primitive Aryans, the first thing that comes to your mind is Hitler and Timothy McVeigh. But you have to understand that there were people other than Hitler and Timothy McVeigh who were and are of Aryan descent, meaning of blue-eyed Nordic descent, just as there are people who are descended from the Babylonians and from the Africans and from the Asian people. And it teaches us something about our own history if we understand who these people were, how they lived, what they ate, how they communicated, how they buried their people. I mean, if you study these things, you find out that these ancient Nordics raised crops of wheat. They plowed with oxen, but they didn't settle down by their crops. They would reap and move on. Did you know that? they had bronze, and somewhere about 1500 BC, the ancient Nordics acquired iron. They may have been the discoverers of iron smelting. So when you think of a blacksmith, you usually think of a Nordic. But, of course, they weren't the only ones who were blacksmiths. The Chinese were also blacksmiths, as you well know. Now, the point is not to talk about blacksmithing, nor is it to talk about the blue-eyed Nordic race particularly. It's just something I stumbled upon because I was looking about how people, after they passed away, what they did with themselves. The Nordics burned the bodies. The Brunei peoples buried them. That's a whole different story for another time. I don't want to bum you out now with the end of the whole deal here. But it's just the way it is. I'm interested in everything from the beginning to the end, from birth to death, from eating to drinking. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow may never come, as it is written. Because I know someone who's lived with the eating and the drinking, and now he's facing the chemo and the radiation job. Not very pleasant for a man like him. Of all, I mean, never pleasant for anybody. But a guy I really admire, I like this guy. He's like a personal friend of mine. And to see him suffering at the hands of these burn, cut, and poisoners is killing me. You know, because I know how this ends. I went through it already with some other family members. The burn, cut, and poison school of medicine. Don't you dare take a vitamin. Don't you dare look at anything to do with food. It's all quackery. Out, damn quackery. Out, I say. It's we burn, cut, and poisoners. We know what we're doing. That's true that everyone dies anyway from what we do. But nevertheless, we do it because look at what's involved. It's advanced. It's modern. It's mechanical. It's machines. Would you rather I talk about early Egypt and Samaria, the primitive Aryans, or the development of doctrinal Christianity? Any topic, I can do it all. How about the barbarians breaking the empire, the Roman Empire, into East and West? That's one that's right up my alley.
Savage.
Wow, what are you eating?
A cream puff.
Cash Call loves cream puffs, too. A cream puff is a refinance where the borrower and the property are very qualified. Great credit, low loan to value, no subordinate financing, etc. A loan that can fly through Cash Call system in about 2 weeks. If your mortgage is a cream puff, we have a special deal for you. Cash Call will refinance you into a 15-year fixed at 2.625% rate and APR with no closing costs of any kind. Cash Call's 15-year rates have never been this low, and we have never seen another company lower, ever. 2.625% rate and APR at 866-590-CASH. So if your loan is a cream puff and your 15-year rate is above 2.625%, give us a call, even if you refinanced last year.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
15-year fixed at 2.625% rate and APR, no closing costs? I'm making the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a cream puff deal now.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
ABC's Alex Perez reports on some of the hard-hit frozen zones.
In parts of Indiana, lake effect snow. In New York City, a fire hydrant frozen in time. In Salt Lake City, a cold, icy runway caused a plane to slide and forced officials to shut down the airport. On the roads, another day of pile-ups in Ohio, where authorities had to shut down a stretch of I-90.
Well, Senator Dianne Feinstein and others reintroduced their proposal to ban military-style assault weapons,
promising that her legislation will not take weapons away from hunters, sportsmen, and responsible gun owners. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein proposes to prohibit 158 kinds of military-style assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition clips.
The purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons over time.
Feinstein and her co-sponsors admit their effort will be difficult against the opposition of gun rights groups. The National Rifle Association and other such groups say there is no evidence that an assault weapons ban would save lives. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Thursday was rough for Apple stocks, says ABC's Alex Stone.
For much of the day, Apple was hovering at around $450 a share, down over $60, and way down from the $700 a share back in September. The problem? Disappointing earnings yesterday. Even though Apple sold a record number of iPhones and iPads, its profits were flat. Analysts say buyers are beginning to favor phones made by Samsung, HTC, and Nokia, and that could be a big problem for Apple.
The warnings are on the label, and they're very clear. Painkillers like Vicodin can become habit-forming, and with more Americans abusing the drugs, the FDA is looking into tighter controls for narcotic medications containing the drug hydrocodone. One option, limiting the number of prescriptions given to a patient and possibly getting pharmacies to lock them up in secure cabinets. This is ABC News.
When we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes. Shot Talk 560 KSFO. There are no reports of damage or injuries from a magnitude 4.4 earthquake near Markleyville, California this afternoon. Tom Sodaro runs a hotel there.
It shook pretty good. It was real quick. Probably shook for four or five seconds.
He says it really wasn't that big a deal.
To tell you the truth, I'm in California. I'm pretty used to it.
Markleyville is in Alpine County, very close to the Nevada border. Cheering a California rebound in his State of the State address, Governor Jerry Brown said voter-approved tax increases have put the state on sound financial footing. Brown mostly used his speech to congratulate voters and lawmakers for having an optimistic vision of California. The state, he said, has once again confounded our critics. A chemistry researcher at the University of California, Davis, who was injured in an explosion at his campus apartment last week, faces 10 charges of possessing firearms and explosives. The Yolo County District Attorney's Office does not say whether 32-year-old David Snyder intended to harm anyone with the items found in his apartment. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got some big delays in the South Bay before we get there. San Mateo Bridge, eastbound at the high-rise, had a stalled big rig. It has been cleared, traffic recovering, but damage done. 92 backed up pretty much to Highway 280. Northbound 101 bumper to bumper now from Marsh Road to 92, and southbound 101 backed up into San Mateo. Southbound 101 slow and go from Highway 237 down to 87, both directions of 880. Bumper to bumper right now between 101 and 237. In fact, that extends really up to Dixon Landing Road. Northbound 680, it's been bumper to bumper from before 237 to Andrade, trying to get over to the snow grade. Not easy. Weather scattered showers tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a chance of scattered showers continue, upper 50s to the low 60s. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rossinelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rossinelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rossinelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I defended this country as a young man.
When we were ashamed of and hated what we were called on to do in Southeast Asia.
The country doesn't know it yet.
But it's created a monster. A monster in the form of millions of men who have been taught to deal and to trade in violence, and who are given the chance to die for the biggest nothing in history.
Yes, I committed the same kind of atrocities as thousands of other soldiers have committed, in that I took part in shootings in free fire zones. I conducted harassment and interdiction fire. I used 50 caliber machine guns, which we were granted and ordered to use, which were our only weapon against people. I took part in search and destroy missions, in the burning of villages.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
He sure is. He sure is reporting for duty. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I'll tell you the truth. It gets so bad by the day, from Hillary Clinton saying, "What difference does it matter who died and when?" to John Kerry, the history of John Kerry is very interesting. I mean, the man is actually quite qualified to be the Secretary of State when you consider who's been there and what they actually stand for, which is everything anti-American. And we can take pleasure in the fact and the irony that we have the first black president, quote unquote, who talks the talk but doesn't seem to walk the walk. I mean, after all, he just appointed a billionaire white man to be Secretary of State. How's that figure? You would think at least he would have picked some, well, let's say it beats Jesse Jackson. So we have to take what we can get out of this guy. I mean, really, it's John Kerry. We know what he stands for, but he's a billionaire white male. And look at the years we have ahead of us of Theresa Hines Kerry's speeches to look forward to. I myself have always liked ketchup. I pour it on too many foods, I have to admit. But then I know a 96-year-old who loved ketchup, ate it with almost every meal, and apparently it worked for him, all that lycopene. So we've got that to look forward to. But each day, I look at this administration and I say it feels like an aggressive illness that's ravaging the body politic. Every day, the illness seems to rage through the body politic. And I think to myself, we need to apply massive doses of radiation and chemotherapy to try to stop their devastation of all aspects of our lives. We need to use holistic medical approaches to strengthen ourselves against their almost demonic desire to destroy all that we hold dear in this country. From guns to attacks on the internet, to taxation, to the military, to foreign affairs. Everything these left-wing jackals touch, they ruin or try to destroy. I think, anyway. It makes you wonder, why do they hate America and its freedoms with such a passion? After all, Obama came from a soft middle-class background. The skids were greased for him from the time he was first born. Where does Obama's animus against American values and the American working people come from? I ask myself every day. Who instilled this hatred in Obama? And what might it take to stop him? Now, of course, we have Kerry the patrician to observe. As I say, it was quite a surprise in a way. Here we had our first quote-unquote black president appointing a billionaire white male as Secretary of State. Very, very reassuring. Well, I knew this was all coming today, so I escaped. I went to the museum. I went to the museum not knowing what I might discover. I go to the museum when things get really bad. To escape the mundane, to stroll amongst the greats, Rodin, Rembrandt, Matisse, Gauguin, among others, I escape. I forget the temporal. And I joined a docent tour today at the Legion of Honor Museum in San Francisco, and it was an exhibit from the Louvre in France, from Louis XIV to Marie Antoinette. You want to talk about elites? It doesn't get any better than Louis XIV. And so I looked at the incredible artwork that was preserved and passed down over the hundreds of years, and these were gifts that were given from one royal individual to another, and they're masterworks. They're unbelievably gorgeous, such as snuff boxes. Snuff boxes, I mean, it was amazing to be made of gold and diamonds, and royal members of the royal family gave them to other members of the royal family, gave them to foreign members of royal families. So don't think that the concept of the elites running the world began in Washington 25 years ago. No, so I walked amongst the greats. I looked at the Louis XIV to Marie Antoinette exhibition at the museum today, as I said. And I stopped upon the snuff box tour. I thought about snuff. I've never used it. Apparently, snuff was quite the rage. King Louis XIV was a devout snuffer, and so are all of his members of court. No doubt there was no French Bloomberg around in France at that time to demand they stop to this practice, or that snuff boxes be limited in size to 1 ounce boxes. Of course, if the little man himself, Bloomberg, had been in the royal court and went around screaming, "You can't take that stuff, and if you do, limit the amount of snuff that you take, for God's sakes," they just would have kicked him out and sent him back to Brooklyn. Which leads me to a question. Are museums still relevant in America? Do you ever go to a museum? Which museums do you go to and why? I never see Obama voters in museums except on the free nights, which I try to avoid. Free nights in museums are when the drunks come for the music, usually very bad jazz, and they wander around drinking cheap wine. But during the day, I rarely see an Obama voter, especially during the day when you have to pay to get in. I'm serious about this question. I happen to still love museums. I grew up in the world of art, in that my father had a small antique store, and I remember looking at the noses and the faces and the ears and the hooves of many, many bronze horses staring down at me as I cleaned them. As I looked into the faces of these bronze horses, I used to ponder them, along with all of the cherubs and the angels and the demons that I had to clean of their patina. And so it's instilled in my blood to love fine art, let's put it to you that way. I know I'm not supposed to. I realize, as the longshoreman of radio, I'm supposed to pretend that I don't like these things, but I actually love fine art. And I'm asking you, as a listener to the Savage Nation, do you ever go to a museum? Is there anyone listening to this show who wants to talk about anything other than Obama and Clinton and guns and Kerry? Because I'm not doing it. I refuse. I'm not talking about women in combat. If they want to go up on the front lines and get shot and killed, hey, go with my blessing. You see, the moron, Leon Panetta, who in my day, the most he ever would have achieved would be running an Italian deli in Staten Island, cutting up pancetta. Leon Panetta, the outgoing defense secretary, has done such a good job of decimating the military that he had to give it one more kick in the pants on the way out. He had the nerve to say today that everyone is entitled to a chance to be a combat soldier in the, quote, gender-neutral military. Now, how's that? How is that for liberal speak? General Dempsey, by the way, you never heard of him, but it was General Dempsey who permitted Major Nidal Hassan to run wild through the army, if I remember the story, and commit the atrocities at the Fort Hood massacre. General Dempsey was not purged by Obama, the Stalin of our time. And so today General Dempsey said, "It will now be up to the individual services to explain why any position, including those with Navy SEALs, or the Army's Delta Force even, should still exclude women." And General Dempsey, in all of his wisdom, said, If we do decide that a particular standard is so high that women couldn't make it, the burden is now on the service to come back and explain to the secretary why it is that high. Does it really have to be that high, said Dempsey. That's the kind of military that Obama wants. Those are the kind of yes-men putzes that have escaped the purge. The other men were thrown out because they opposed this. At least that's one man's opinion, and I'm not taking any snuff. I'm Michael Savage. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Carry the patrician. As I walked around the museum, in addition to the snuff boxes, I went over to an exhibit in another room where nobody was present, and I peeked inside a sedan chair. You know what those are, right? Those are little royal chairs that had poles through them that people carried the elites around in. In other words, if it was then, Bloomberg would be not driven around in a town car or whatever he's in. He'd be carried in a sedan chair. And I try to picture Kerry inside inside the sedan chair, seated on the on the velvet bench seat. But I asked myself, who would be carrying the patrician around in his chair? And I couldn't picture that, to be honest with you. Anyway, I don't know what you want to talk about, whether it's snuff, whether it's snuff boxes, whether it's the state of America today, where the administration feels like an aggressive cancer that's ravaging the body politic and what we need to do to stop it before it kills the entire nation. We're open for business on the Savage Nation at 855-400-7282. I'll be right back to take your
calls.
Join
the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Here's a vote. Traffic earlier from San Mateo Bridge. Clear traffic is not. Eastbound 92, bumper to bumper from 280 down to 101. Northbound 101, slow from Marsh Road to 92. Southbound 101, Howard, just for some slowdowns, from Burlingame to 92. Again, from Marsh Road down to San Antonio. And then again from 237 down to Oakland Road in San Jose. Northbound 680, tough drive, Sonol Grade from 237 to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, one of the questions I've always wondered, how do pubic hairs get on the walls of a shower? I mean, we're talking like 4 feet up. How does that happen?
Do you have like a special skill, Brian? I don't know.
No, I mean, I've noticed this ever since I was a kid. You know, the showers in high school, grade school, junior high, etc. Okay, now can we move along, please?
You're the one asking questions about how pubes get on the wall of your shower, Brian.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Ryder Brozy, partner in the investment firm of Baker,
Brozzi, and Mitsutomi.
Today's volatile markets are a result of the extreme fiscal uncertainties we now face as a nation. The investment world is changing rapidly, and it's important to have a team of investment professionals in your corner. At Baker, Brozzi, and Mitsutomi, we build and maintain intelligent investment portfolios that utilize low-cost investment vehicles such as ETFs in certain parts of the portfolio, while simultaneously giving talented managers the flexibility to run alternative strategies that have proven themselves successful in both up and down markets.
Baker, Brozzi, and Mitsutomi is a different kind of wealth management firm. Relationships are at the heart of what they do. Call them at 925-300-3222. That's 925-300-3222. Or online at investwithintegrity.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Thank you. Glad of life that's brought you to this moment. I'm happy for you that you're going to be able to express yourself in this way as Secretary of State and for your family. So I really am thrilled that you're in a position that I know you've longed for and think you can make a major difference in.
A white sport coat and a pink.
You know why I thought of this song to go with John Kerry being confirmed as Secretary of State? He always struck me as one of those guys who always had a white sport coat and a smirk. I always hated those guys in high school. Well, whatever. It's a long time ago. So I went to the museum to get away from this communist regime for an hour or so. And I mean, I'm not a royalist. I hated the royal family, but the art objects that were personally owned by members of the French monarchy from the time of Louis XIV until the French Revolution of 1789 were made by artisans, and they're simply amazing to look at. They're dazzling. When you look at the snuff boxes of gold and diamonds that were given to each other, you have to wonder. I mean, the artwork is astounding. Of course, that wouldn't be acceptable today to the progressives. I mean, in fact, they should do what the Khmer Rouge did, which is burn the museums to the ground. After all, or melt down the snuff boxes and use the gold for fillings or something for the poor. But if you look up the word muse, museum, it's an interesting derivation. I escape in the museum is probably not enough. I really should go there more often. A temple of the muses, a study, a temple of the muses. Muse, to dream. That's where I go to dream. So if I look at an artwork, I get into a dreamlike state. If it takes me out of my state, you know, my current state of mind. I swear to God, I didn't really think of Obama or Rand Paul or Hillary Clinton. I was able to escape the migraine of these people. These people are like a constant migraine. It's like you need ergot every time Hillary speaks. Ergotamine is the only thing that can put her out of your mind. Snuff-taking was very popular since it was discovered by a Spanish monk during Columbus's second journey to the Americas from 1493 to 1496. And he noticed that the Haitians were sniffing snuff. And so the French ambassador in Lisbon, Portugal, sent snuff to Catherine de Medici to treat her son's migraines, if I recall. And that popularized snuff-taking among the elite. Now, by the 17th century, snuff had become so popular that some people like Bloomberg objected to snuff-taking. That's right. There are antecedents to Bloomberg. Pope Urban VIII threatened to excommunicate snuff takers. In Russia, in the 1600s, Tsar Michael instituted the punishment of removing of the nose, took off the nose. Bloomberg would like to take off the tongue of anyone who drinks a 32-ounce soda, but he can't do that. But Tsar Michael punished people by taking off the nose of those who use snuff. Nevertheless, snuff use persisted the same way cocaine use persists, despite the harsh punishments here in America. King Louis XIII became a devout snuff taker, and it spread even to China. It was the tobacco product of choice among the elite by the 18th century. Napoleon, many other people who were famous at the time, were using it. And yet, even then, there were wise doctors. An English doctor, John Hill, warned of the overuse of snuff, saying it would lead to nasal cancers. How do you like that? He was able to put two and two together. But people don't want to know that today. I mean, I know people who smoke cigars. They sit back and they suck on a cigar. Mmm, delicious. Mmm. And then they drink the heavy alcohol to go with it. They know nothing about the carcinogenic interrelationship between tobacco and alcohol, or they don't care. And they're entitled to it. I mean, I wouldn't stop them. They want to give themselves laryngeal cancer of the larynx or the pharynx. I can't stop them. You can't tell people certain things. It's like barbecued food. You live in the suburbs. These people think that they just discovered fire. I don't understand that how so many white middle-class suburbanites think that they literally stumbled upon fire. Every weekend, in the middle of the rain and the snow and the cold, they're burning foods with the attendant benzoapyrenes on the meats and on the fish, absolutely condemning themselves to stomach cancers and whatnot. Can't tell them a thing. But then again, here we are. I don't use snuff, be honest with you. But there are many health risks to using this. Don't tell Bloomberg that, because he's liable to look into limiting the size of snuff boxes in New York City. I think the bigger question today is, since I don't give a rat's behind about John Kerry or about any of the, frankly, of the political stories of the day, I don't care. I've reached a point of literally I don't care. I know you don't care, incidentally. So I'm now challenged on the radio every day since this is largely a political show. But remember, I made my name in radio 18 years ago by declaring the show is about news, views, and reviews. It wasn't just the normal hackneyed garbage of the day that you can hear every different way, cut up like a salami from morning, noon, and night, until eventually you didn't want to eat it anymore. No, Siri Bob, news, views, and reviews. So today I'm talking about museums, snuff boxes, and I'm asking you if museums are still relevant and if you go to museums or whatever else you want to talk about. Does anyone in this audience, because after all, anyone who listens to conservatives such as Michael Savage are knuckle-dragging, right-winger, Neanderthal-esque people. We don't go to museums. That's a place only for the elite liberals, sensitive people, fine people. Conservatives don't go to museums. Now, would it be impossible for you to believe that we actually go and support museums, because that would be counterintuitive. It's a place where only refined liberals go, Obama voters, people who love the people. People who love the poor go to museums. Thank God many of the people who go to museums don't wear identification tags, which tell me their politics, or I'd probably stop going, to be honest with you. If you care to talk about anything but John Kerry, I'll be right back to do so. Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Republican minority in the legislature reacted favorably to Governor Jerry Brown's live within our means message in the State of the State address. Senator Jim Nielsen of Gerber says the governor, quote, is speaking Republican language and, quote, embracing long-held Republican principles. A San Francisco hedge fund founder has been sentenced in an insider trading case. The founder of Whitman Capital got a two-year prison term and was fined more than $1 million. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 De La Cruz in San Jose crashed. Right lane is blocked. Heavier traffic, though, southbound 101 from 237 down to Oakland Road. 880 both directions between 237 and about 1st Street. Bumper-to-bumper traffic. Still heavy along the peninsula, northbound 101 from Marsh Road up to Highway 90. Eastbound 24 unwinding, but still slow from 580 to the Caldecott. I'm Dave Fox, Shock Talk 560 KSFO.
You're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, and you do whatever it takes for success. And it takes hard work, drive, and money. Money to buy equipment, money to pay expenses, money to grow. The fact is, it takes money to make money. That's where an entrepreneur loan from Cash Call comes in. We can lend your business up to $20,000 by tomorrow. Even if your business is just you, and even if it's brand new, you're big enough for us as long as you have a business bank account. It's quick and easy. Just call 855-878-CASH or go to cashcallbusiness.com. We don't require tax returns or financial statements. You don't need collateral or security. Up to $20,000 can be in your account by tomorrow. Use it for any business purpose. So call 855-878-CASH to get the money you need to make more money.
Subject to credit approval. Some documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License.
That's 855-878-CASH.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through Juan ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Look, I admit it's a risky topic. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I mean, you turn on the radio, you expect me to be raging against the machine or raging against Obama. How much can you do with that? We know who he is. He hates the country. He hates American values. He hates the American working people. How much can you say about that? You know, I don't have the proper amount of radiation and chemotherapy to stop him. That's the job of the opposition party. That is the job of the opposition party, John Boehner, but unfortunately he's busy in the cloakroom with the ice cubes. So here we are. I mean, I went to the museum. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm looking at the snuff story now, because if the royal people use snuff going back to the 1700s, maybe it's good enough for me. I don't smoke. But apparently the British Medical Journal chimed in on snuff in 1981, and they examined nicotine intake by snuff users. Listen to what they concluded. This is interesting. Unlike tobacco smoke, they wrote, snuff is free of tar and harmful gases such as carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxide. Since it cannot be inhaled into the lungs, there is no risk of lung cancer, bronchitis, and emphysema. Though we are not aware of any direct evidence, prolonged heavy use of dry snuff might well carry a slight risk of nasopharyngeal cancer. And then they go on. So it's interesting. They say, in other words, you can use snuff to get your nicotine without damaging your lungs, but you'll increase your chances of nasopharyngeal cancer. The rapid absorption of nicotine from snuff confirms its potential as an acceptable substitute for smoking. Switching from cigarettes to snuff would substantially reduce the risk of lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, and possibly coronary heart disease as well, they wrote, at the cost of a slight increase in the risk of cancer of the nasopharynx, or oral cavity. Another advantage of snuff is that it does not contaminate the atmosphere for non-users. It's very popular in Europe, by the way. I don't see snuff in America. Do they use it other than rural areas of the South somewhere? Snuff hasn't made a big comeback, has it? I shouldn't even mention it on the show. I bet you that it becomes a big thing now. People start snuffing now tobacco. A lot of companies make it. Gebrüder Bernard, Germany. Paschal Tabak, Germany. Philip Morris, South Africa. Wilson's, UK. Samuel Gewith, United Kingdom. American Snuff Company. And I didn't know there was a market for snuff. Look what you can learn in a museum. I'm not tempted. I don't like tobacco myself. But a lot of people do. God bless them. They want it. It's a drug like any other. Let them use it. I'm not Bloomberg after oil. I'm not Bloomberg after oil. All right. But really, does anyone listening to the show go to a museum? I know you're not supposed to, because you're not a lib. Conservatives are knuckle draggers. You're supposed to. And if you go to a museum, you're supposed to pretend that you have an Obama-Biden bumper sticker. Button from 2008 on the back of your jacket. Let's see. I got some great callers here. I know you think I'm groping. I'm not. I can't do the news. I cannot do it. Kerry breezes through nomination hearing. Ho-hum. Nebraska OK's pipeline. Women in combat, part of another social experiment, says retired Army general. No kidding. Let's see how that works out. Pipeline. Boring. Teacher accused of molesting students will keep his pension. Why not? Why shouldn't he keep his pension? What do you think he taught for? Feinstein ban includes handguns. The purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons. Now, how many times have you heard about Feinstein and the guns today? No gun callers. Not doing it. You know what I think of Feinstein. The answer is very simple. Look into Dick Blum's business dealings going back 20 years. That's all. You people don't even know how to fight. Instead of looking at Feinstein, look at Dick Blum, her husband's business dealings. They're all above board, I'm sure. She didn't steer contracts to her husband over the years. I mean, the LA Times must have been wrong when they first wrote about it, because they never repeated the story. And the San Francisco Chronicle never heard of any such scandal. No, I mean, so therefore, I'm not implying there is such a scandal. But the fact of the matter is, if you're worried about Feinstein's gun grabbing, you should look at Dick Blum's military contracting. It goes way beyond shopping carts. That might slow her down a bit. She may find out that the knuckle-dragging idiots with AR-15s and bushwhacker rifles actually can read the internet. But then again, I don't think that's going to happen, because, frankly, I don't think there's enough intelligence on the other side of the aisle to stop this juggernaut. I think God himself is going to have to stop them. And believe God will step in and stop them. I truly believe there's going to be a cataclysmic event within 2 to 3 years that's going to stop this juggernaut, as sure as I'm sitting in front of this microphone. or my name is not Michael Savage. Something is going to happen. There is going to be a confluence of events that stops this imposter dead cold in his tracks. Already, the Middle East should have stopped him. If he was any other politician, he would have been impeached for what he's done in the Middle East. Impeached! There would have been hearings about what he did by overthrowing Mubarak, by killing Gaddafi. What is it wrought? Why are you sending airplanes and tanks to Islamists? But since we lost the press and we have no opposition party, that was not enough. It's going to take something even bigger than the disaster of the Arab winter. Shall I call it the Arab Holocaust against Christians and non-fanatic Muslims to stop this administration? And it will happen. It's inevitable. Because madness like this eventually will come up against itself. WABC in New York, Rich, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, congratulations on your new book. I just know it's going to be great, like everyone, every other one was.
Okay, that means you want a copy of A Time for War. I'll send you one.
Oh, I appreciate that. But my main comment was about the museums. I come from a conservative background, and my father used to take us all the time, and I still go. I take my own children. And I see a bunch of my friends that also go, and they also come from a conservative background, so they're really...
Really? But you can't go to the museum. You didn't vote for Obama. How are you allowed in?
But you know what's true? I did see a lot of change T-shirts. I did see a lot of Obama-Biden shirts. I've seen bumper briefcases that Obama-Biden. I've seen a lot of that. You are right on that.
Maybe somebody ought to print a T-shirt that says guns are art. Wait a minute, that may be a way around Feinstein to say that I bought a Bushmaster rifle because it's a work of art. I didn't use it for any reason other than to have it because it's so beautiful. It's sort of like a Jaguar XK-140, the Bushmaster rifle. I bought it as a work of art. I hang it in my house on a gun rack. Okay, thanks for the call. Stay in the line. By the way, you got to go to michaelsavage.com if you're interested in my new novel, A Time for War. People are... I don't know. They seem to be interested in it already. I can see the Amazon list is moving up. But today there's something new for you. You can download a chapter. What do you get there? What do we give away for free now? You click on it, and it says start reading an excerpt. I don't know about that business today. You have to give away a chapter? Well, if it's well written, well, Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? Good review. The powerful new thriller from the author of Abuse of Power. Is China Already at War with Us? A Time for War by Michael Savage. Order your copy now. Click here. Top right. Feinstein fires first shot in war on guns. The day accountability died. That's Hillary Clinton. Muslim Council says female circumcision is a human right. You hear this? This is amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Female circumcision is a human right. In other words, mutilating girls is a human right to the throwbacks in Indonesia. And this ties into Obama's vision for the future. I don't mean female circumcision. Don't take me out of context. But he has an appointee to be CIA director who has to be crazy. I'm pretty convinced that a guy's nuts. He gave a speech that we played last week where he said in his years with long hair and an earring, he went around Indonesia as a youngster. I guess he meant a young hippie. And everywhere he went, the Muslims treated him well, and he's never met a Muslim who wasn't peace-loving. The very next day, France bombed Mali to stop the Islamists from taking over the country. And this man wants to be the head of the CIA. It's really frightening. I may have to spend the rest of my life inside museums if he becomes the head of the CIA. I mean, to be honest with you. Tim on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, it's a blast from the Savage cast. I'm the former Tim of San Francisco. I used to call you all the time.
I do remember, Tim, but then you moved out of San Francisco to Kern Country, didn't you, Southern California?
San Diego, yeah. I'm down here still. Anyway.
Wait a minute. It says you're calling me on KSFO. That means you're listening on the internet?
You got it. You got it, Mike.
Okay.
I hear you again. I'm so happy you're back. You have no
I'm not in San Diego, though. I was banned in San Diego because I was too powerful for the military market down there. They've all become wimped out, so they don't want me in there. But anyway, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to say, I told you a story years ago about working in a museum and it concerned almost not getting hired. And you referred to it as a doll shop because they wanted to hire an Asian female who didn't even apply for the job.
Well, that's right. I mean, in order to make certain that the museum goes forward into the future, it has to look like a pastiche of Obama voters.
Yeah, my point about museums is you don't really know how much you miss a good museum until you don't have one.
Well, I think that Obama should consider turning the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York into a homeless shelter. And maybe he could consign the art to the basement, and the homeless people could live inside the museum itself, because it is a waste of space. Think of all of that square footage on Fifth Avenue going to waste with dead paintings, painted largely by dead white males, of a dying civilization called Western civilization. That doesn't belong in Obama's vision of the future, does it?
No, definitely not.
It's not a part of Obama's vision. Look at museums. 99% of it was created by dead white males. What good are museums? In fact, it's anti-American to think about it, if you think carefully about it. All of the arts and all of the artisans that created this stuff, white males. I mean, you can't have that. Anyway, my friend Tim, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, the new thriller. I'm going to give him out all week. I think many people are going to love it. Where are we right now on the show? 855, that opens up at line 855-47282 on this or any other topic. I want to hear about Abe. He says he likes to go to the museum in New York. Abe, WABC, go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you? I go to Holocaust museums on a regular basis.
Wait, you go to what museum?
Holocaust museums. The one in Washington, the one in New York. I've been
only a Holocaust museum? That's depressing.
I know, but I feel like there's a lot to learn there.
Okay, I don't want to denigrate it, but what do you go to the Holocaust Museum and what do you learn? When you go, what do you go for? What are you going there for?
What am I going there for? Really? It's because the State of Israel came after the Holocaust. That was a victory in a way. So I feel like I'm a big supporter of Israel, so... Like going to...
What, did you vote for Obama as a supporter of Israel?
No.
Why do so many Jewish people vote for Obama even though he hates Israel?
Because, like you say, they hate Israel.
They hate Israel, that's all. Liberal Jews seem to have a discomfort with Israel. All right, Abe, thank you for that call. I try not to go to a museum to get depressed myself, but I don't know. I go to a museum to get uplifted. I don't want to look at the tragedies of the past, although it's intertwined in the world of art anyway. I like more romantic art. I like heroic art, to put a phrase on the type of art that attracts my eye. I prefer heroic statues to almost anything else. I stood in front of a piece of bronze today that did move me, staring up at the nostrils of a bronze horse, upon which there rode some king of France. He's already long gone. He's just nothing but bones, 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 really bones. And it was amazing to look at the craftsmanship of the nostrils flared on the horse, the ears, the eyes, the hooves, the tail. Astounding to see real art. And I suppose that it gives me a sense of being part of something, Western civilization. And since we are living in a time where Western civilization has been denigrated by people who are jealous, frankly, of the productions of Western civilization, which is why they hate it and resent it so much, it's almost a refuge for me. It puts me into a state that I don't find anywhere else in my life. That's why I go there, you know? I don't know that I want to do this for two straight hours, but I think more people should go to museums. In fact, I think every listener to the Savage Nation, in listening to this show, should recognize something, that if you go to a museum with even yourself and get lost in it and just wander around, look at anything that you like, take your children, take your grandchildren, what you're basically doing in a strange way is protesting the march through the institutions of this radical left administration of ours, the hatred for Western civilization that is evidenced by the media. And, of course, it's a counterpoint to the violence and the pornography of our time that really pervades our time. The violence and pornography that pervades our time. The sewer pipe of Hollywood. It's the greatest antidote to Katzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Weinstein. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Okay, here's a vote. Traffic eastbound 4 after Love Ridge in Pittsburgh. A truck conked out. It's got the middle lane blocked. Traffic is slow and go as you make your way out of Bay Point. Northbound 17, San Tomas Expressway in Campbell. Left lane is blocked by a crash there. Southbound 280 connected to northbound 85. We've got accidents in the center divide. And southbound 101 Woodside Road. An accident's been pushed off to the right shoulder. Northbound 101 still slow. Marsh Road to 92. I'm Dave Fox, KSFO.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochevihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
You know where to turn when you want the truth about politics, world affairs, and an unbiased take on news you can use. Now, if you want to have a straightforward, no-nonsense conversation about your finances, then take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. If you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get the sort of real-world practical advice that you want, need, and deserve. Right now, Greg has a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.0%. That's right, 3.0%. And it's applicable for a purchase or a refinance. So call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. You owe it to yourself to give Greg and his team a call. You'll be glad you did.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage Nation doing some California dreaming, blasting out to 177 stations. Look, when I started in talk radio, it was more than Ruby Ridge and Bill Clinton with the dress. You can't do that day in and day out. The audience is going to go away. They can't take it, I say to myself every day. Now, I'm gambling. I'm gambling that you want to hear me talk about my interests, such as museums today. Tomorrow, I might talk about cameras. I might talk about boats. I might talk about cars. I might talk about anything that interests me, because I can't be the only man on earth who is literally choking to death on the politics of the day. We know what it is. We know it's a scourge. We know it. I opened the show with the fact that the administration feels like an aggressive illness that's ravaging the body politic. And I said we need to apply massive doses of radiation and chemotherapy to try to stop the devastation of all aspects of our lives. I said that, but how much can I say it? Wherever you turn, they're devastating everything that we believe in. So I retreat into the museum today. I had to run away from it. I had to run away from it. You want me to do history one day? I'll do it. You want me to talk about the ancient Aryans? I'll do that for you. The ancient Nordics? You want me to really get you nervous? We'll talk about the ancient Nordic race. The fair and blue-eyed Nordic race. I know you can't even say the word because everyone says Timothy McVeigh. I mean, if you want to even talk about the primitive Aryans, the first thing that comes to your mind is Hitler and Timothy McVeigh. But you have to understand that there were people other than Hitler and Timothy McVeigh who were and are of Aryan descent, meaning of blue-eyed Nordic descent. Just as there are people who are descended from the Babylonians and from the Africans and from the Asian people. And it teaches us something about our own history if we understand who these people were. How they lived, what they ate, how they communicated, how they buried their people. I mean, if you study these things, you find out that these ancient Nordics raised crops of wheat. They plowed with oxen, but they didn't settle down by their crops. They would reap and move on. Did you know that? They had bronze, and somewhere about 1500 BC, the ancient Nordics acquired iron. They may have been the discoverers of iron smelting. So when you think of a blacksmith, you usually think of a Nordic, but of course they weren't the only ones who were blacksmiths. The Chinese were also blacksmiths, as you well know. Now, the point is not to talk about blacksmithing, nor is it to talk about the blue-eyed Nordic race particularly. It's just something I stumbled upon, because I was looking about how people, after they passed away, what they did with themselves. The Nordics burned the bodies. The Brunei peoples buried them. That's a whole different story for another time. I don't want to bum you out now with the end of the whole deal here. But it's just the way it is. I'm interested in everything from the beginning to the end, from birth to death, from eating to drinking. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow may never come, as it is written. Because I know someone who's lived with the eating and the drinking, and now he's facing the chemo and the radiation job. Not very pleasant for a man like him. Never pleasant for anybody. But a guy I really admire, I like this guy. He's like a personal friend of mine. And to see him suffering at the hands of these burn, cut, and poisoners is killing me. You know, because I know how this ends. I went through it already with some other family members. The burn, cut, and poison school of medicine. Don't you dare take a vitamin. Don't you dare look at anything to do with food. It's all quackery. Out damn quackery, out I say. It's we burn, cut, and poisoners. We know what we're doing. That's true that everyone dies anyway from what we do. But nevertheless, we do it because look at what's involved. It's advanced. It's modern. It's mechanical. It's machines. Would you rather I talk about early Egypt and Samaria, the primitive Aryans, or the development of doctrinal Christianity? Any topic, I can do it all. How about the barbarians breaking the empire, the Roman Empire, into East and West? That's one that's right up my alley.
Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have tried to recognize legal hunting rights.
Hunting.
We have tried to recognize legal defense rights. We have tried to recognize the right of a citizen to legally possess a weapon. No weapon is taken from anyone. The purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons over time.
All
therefore,
weapons.
There is no sunset on this bill.
If only there was a sunset on Feinstein, we'd be better off. If only she'd go off into the sunset already and retire to China on her great fortune, it would be a better place and a better time. It would be a far, far better place, believe me. 855-400-7282. It's unbelievable to me how these radical leftists will not stop until they have decimated virtually every institution that we believe in and that we hold dear, whether it be, in this case, a portion of the Second Amendment, decimating the military, decimating foreign affairs, take a look at the Middle East, decimating the tax system, going after the most productive citizens in society, except those who kick money up to the peasant avante in the White House. Everything these left-wing jackals touch, they ruin or try to destroy. And it makes you wonder why they hate America so much and why they hate the freedoms that we hold with such passion. After all, Feinstein, Obama, they all came from soft middle-class or upper-class backgrounds. The skids were greased for them from the time they were first born. Why do they have such an enmity towards the average person? Where does this animus against American values come from? Who instilled this in them? And what might it take to finally stop them is the real question, which is why I did the whole first hour of the show on the museum that I went to today, where I steeped myself in the past, royal treasures from the Louvre, Louis XIV to Marie Antoinette, looking at some of the great artwork. It almost felt like it was illegal to look at some of these exquisite treasures that were personally owned by members of the French monarchy. I felt as though it was illegal. I felt at any moment some of the communist brigades would come down upon me and say, how dare you enjoy looking at this fine craftsmanship? After all, it's not helping the people. The people are not being helped by any of this. Well, anyway, I enjoyed myself today. So I asked a loaded question, which was, do museums still have a place in our society? Of course they do. And do you go to museums? I'm sure many of you do. And then I wandered somehow into history about the barbarians breaking the Roman Empire into East and West and what that did for the future of the world. And that's a story unto itself, because we are basically, in some ways, not basically, I don't like the word basically, it's a bad word. There are many parallels between that phase of Roman history where the empire was broken into a half. Throughout the 3rd century, you see, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally. Does it sound familiar to you? Let me repeat those words. Throughout the 3rd century, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally. Does that sound like America today? Of course it does. In those days, the Romans faced the barbarians. Who are we facing? You know, there are pretty good parallels between the barbarians then and the throwback Islamo-fascists today. What would you call them, advanced people? Would you call people who believe in female circumcision and cutting people's heads off if they don't agree with your religion, would you call them people of the future or people of the past? They are the barbarians of today. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. And it was a declining time in ancient Rome. And in those days, of course, the armies continued to be the sole repositories of power, unlike today where the army has almost no power whatsoever. Today, it's the civilians who have all the power, the civilian elites like Feinstein and like Obama. They are the emperors of today, and they're becoming more and more autocratic, by the way, as did the ancients become more autocratic. They became like Persian or Oriental monarchs. Just as Feinstein thinks she's a Persian or Oriental monarch. And Obama certainly acts like, to me, an Egyptian monarch of the past. He looks like a reincarnation of an ancient Egyptian sometimes to me, like a royalist of some type. But then in those days, in the days of ancient Rome, and I won't stay on this too long because many people hate history, but they, you know, those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it, as they say. But in those days when the Roman Empire was being pressed from all sides and it was disintegrating morally and decaying socially, there were enemies along its borders, just as we have enemies along our borders today, aided and abetted by our own government, incidentally, who are greasing their entry into this country and now appealing to them as though they are the future of America rather than the citizens themselves. wanting to grant citizenship to those who invaded the country illegally. Can you imagine this? A president who was given his entire presidency over to making certain that those who have invaded the country illegally will be granted citizenship? It's almost unheard of. It is almost unheard of that there's no outcry in the country. But all along the frontier of ancient Rome, which, by the way, ran roughly along the Rhine and the Danube rivers, enemies were now pressing, very much like we have people pressing against us from a certain river of the south. The Franks and other German tribes had come up to the Rhine. In North Hungary were the Vandals. You've heard of the Vandals, right? That's where the word came from. They weren't a rock group. Before they were a rock and roll group, they were a people called the Vandals, and they were from Hungary. And then there were the Visigoths, or the West Goths. In South Russia were the East Goths, or Ostrogoths. And beyond these, again, pressing against ancient Rome in the Volga region, there were the Alans. And then Mongolian peoples were forcing their way towards Europe. The Huns were already demanding tribute from them in those days. And so the Roman frontier started to crumple under the push of all of these people. And then there was a growing Persia, the Iran of its time. Of course, Persia was Iran. Iran was Persia, rather. And what you don't know is that ancient Persia was not Muslim. That comes at another time in history. The ancient Persia was a totally different and very, very advanced nation. And so what happened? Well, if it was a more vigorous empire, they would have fought back, and they would have reconquered the territories that they were losing. They would have beat back the invaders, but they didn't do that. Because remember what I said to you at the beginning? At that time in the 3rd century, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally, and they didn't have the will to fight back against these invaders and this invasion. And so it went. And over time, you can see what happened without giving you all of the details. Soon the barbarians became the empire itself. In the opening half of the 5th century in Rome, that's 200 years later, saw the entire Roman Empire in Europe being the prey, being at the prey of robber armies of barbarians. The people had become unable to defend themselves. Does that sound familiar to you? The only reason we in America are not overrun by the barbarians in this country, in our streets, is because we have weaponry. Go explain that to Dianne Feinstein. And the reason the people are armed to the teeth in this country today is because they know that there are barbarians in the gutter that would rip their homes apart, steal everything they have, and rape their wives and children. But go explain that to those surrounded by Secret Service and armies of guns. So it's very difficult to visualize ancient Rome at that time. Because all you can imagine is that it was an impoverished time, and it must have been a shallow time, a mean time, a time full of uncertainty. Does that sound like America today under Obama and the radical liberals? A shallow time, a mean time, a time full of uncertainty, a time when local officials asserted their authority and went on their way in the name of a remote emperor and collected taxes. Certainly the churches went on, but the priests were generally illiterate in ancient Rome, illiterate. In those times, there was little reading. Does that sound familiar? In that time of ancient Rome, before it totally collapsed, there was little reading, but there was much superstition and fear. Do you think there's much superstition and fear in America today? Huh? Yeah. Well, anyway, I could go into all the details. There's no point in going into it. You know what happens. The adventure ends, and the country collapses. The Huns and the end of the Western Empire. The Huns and the end of the Western Empire. The economic wretchedness leads to internal decay. And then eventually the population of the Roman Empire starts to collapse the way the population of America is collapsing. With the exception of those who have come to this country illegally, the country's population is collapsing. So here we are in the Savage Nation, Michael Savage with the last word, not talking about the news of the day, which I realize is sacrilege in talk radio. If you care to join the conversation about any of these topics, again, let me get back to the museum topic, 855-400-7282. And I suggest you visit michaelsavage.com to see all of the actual political news stories of the day. Let's go to the callers right now. Cynthia on KSFO, San Francisco. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. You should go to the Hagen Museum in Stockton, California.
It started off as an agricultural museum, but the person who funded it had a great art collection, and it's incredible. And there's a piece in there that Ronald Reagan borrowed for his Oval Office when he was in office.
Isn't that interesting? And what is that piece of art that Reagan had?
You know, I can't remember the title of it, but it is of Yosemite.
It's a painting of Yosemite?
Correct, yes.
I thought it would have been a bronze horse, perhaps. Well, thank you for the call. As long as the Hagen Museum doesn't specialize in Haggis, I may go there one day. 855-400-7282. Let's take your calls on this or any other topic of the day that pleases you. It could be political. Let's not do the gun thing. Please, let's not talk about the bore and stroke of a rifle. The last thing I want to talk about, we know where we stand with her. We know what she stands for. And you want to fight back, look into her past. Check out the old L.A. Times article on her and her husband, Richard Blum. Then maybe she'll back off on the guns. If people start asking more and more about how her wealth has increased since she became a senator, then maybe she'll stop taking the guns away from the average American. That just might put her back in the seat where she belongs, which is doing what she knows best, which is making certain that business continues to move along and flow along. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of SebaClear. SebaClear provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. SebaClear helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using SebaClear that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-486-2310. That's 1-800-486-2310. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-486-2310. That's 1-800-486-2310.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittle than damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Ryder Brosy, partner in the investment firm of Baker, Brosy, and Mitsutomi.
Today's volatile markets are a result of the extreme fiscal uncertainties we now face as a nation. The investment world is changing rapidly, and it's important to have a team of investment professionals in your corner. At Baker, Brosy, and Mitsutomi, we build and maintain intelligent investment portfolios that utilize low-cost investment vehicles such as ETFs in certain parts of the portfolio, while simultaneously giving talented managers the flexibility to run alternative strategies that have proven themselves successful in both up and down markets.
Baker, Brosy, and Mitsutomi is a different kind of wealth management firm. Relationships are at the heart of what they do. Call them at 925-300-3222. That's 925-300-3222. Or online at investwithintegrity.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. San Francisco traffic happens in two places, on the streets and on the sidewalks too.
This is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. Texting while driving or walking in San Francisco is a recipe for disaster. Please don't do it. San Francisco's busy streets and sidewalks are no place for inattention or electronic distractions. Please do not text while driving or walking. Let's all be as safe as we can out there.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the private sector destruction agency.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now we shift from the sublime to the utter ridiculous. And we go to this story. That's why I'm playing Earth Angel. Las Vegas woman sues Match.com after second date tries to kill her. No, I swear to God, I couldn't believe this story. Las Vegas woman sues Match.com after second date tries to kill her. Now, if you looked at a picture of the guy, you know she must be crazy to begin with. You take a look at the guy. He looks like Charles Manson or Jack Nicholson in The Shining. And she went out with him anyway. We all know the internet is the petri dish for nut people, nut cases. I mean, there could be serial killers in Mensa even, since there's only one criteria for membership in Mensa, which is a high IQ. And we know that online dating has an even lower bar than that. So here's a woman suing Match.com. Because she says the second date tried to kill her. A Las Vegas woman is suing online dating service Match.com after a scorned date brutally attacked her. Mary Kay Beckham is seeking $10 million from the company for failing to disclose dangers of online dating. She didn't know what the dangers were. She assumed anyone who took an ad on Match.com was a perfectly upright liberal. She says Match.com paired her with Wade Mitchell Ridley, who she dumped 8 days after meeting in September 2010. 4 months later, he hit her in a garage and stabbed her 10 times. Beckham has undergone surgeries to repair her jaw, preserve her eyesight, and remove part of her skull to replace it with a synthetic component. Ridley was arrested in February 2011 for attempted murder, as well as killing another woman in Phoenix, Arizona. He committed suicide in prison last year. So Beckman's lawyer, Mark Sagisi, said that Match.com is absolutely not safe, and, quote, lulls women and men into a false sense of security. But Match.com says Beckham's experience was horrible, but the basis for the lawsuit was absurd and that Ridley had no known criminal record. By the way, this isn't the first time the online dating site has been sued for acts of violence. Carol Market, a Hollywood producer, says she was raped by a man she met on Match.com and is demanding a sexual predator screening system be installed in the site. Now, I could ask you a question. We know the internet is a petri dish for lunatics to go on to begin with. The guy looks like a psycho in the picture. Why would she date the guy? I don't blame her for that, but, I mean, the guy looks crazy. Nevertheless, you read the story, and you read about a film executive who's sexually assaulted by a man she meets on Match.com, does that lead you to any conclusions? Did anyone listening to this show ever have an online dating horror story for us on the Savage Nation? Anyone ever try online dating and have a terrible experience? It's an interesting question. What do they want the ads to say? You may be raped or killed, but you also may meet the person of your life. Please sign here. I don't understand it. What do you expect you're going to find online? You believe those ads with the happy couples with the wine glass in Napa? They're all happy in Napa and with love in their eyes. They saw a picture of each other. Everyone's happy but you. Where do they get? They're all actors. Where do you think these people are? So play anything you want on the Saturday. Let's go to the newspapers as well. If you want to call in a dating game thing, it's 855-407-282. We're still hanging on to the calls on the museum thing. New York Times Business Day. Share of the workforce in a union falls to a 97-year low, 11.3%. Organized labor declined by 400,000 members in 2012. I wonder why. The long decline in the number of American workers belonging to labor unions accelerated sharply last year. You mean even though the thugs in the unions threatened everybody, threatened to kill and take out the Tea Party, even though they got a Obama reelected, their membership has gone down? How does that figure? I don't know how that works. Equality. Here's the frontline story of the New York Times today, Thursday, January 24th. Equality at the front line. Pentagon is set to lift ban on women in combat roles. Joint Chiefs urged end to 1994 rule. If you take a look at the weakling, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you'll know why he's the only general who was not purged by Obama. If you look at his background, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, this guy is the most meek chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in American history. He looks like an usher in a movie theater. And he comes from a Hollywood publicist background, incidentally. And it looks like they gave him a uniform from Central Casting and made him, all right, you'll be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. No combat experience whatsoever. The real combat generals were thrown out, purged by Stalin in the White House.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Star Talk 560 KSFO. Authorities say a man whose body was found near a San Jose freeway on-ramp probably died of natural causes. There were no signs of trauma or evidence that the man was hit by a car. CHP says the body was found near the Alum Rock Avenue on-ramp to Highway 680. Officers found the man with his transistor radio still playing. Republican minority leaders in the legislature like what they heard in Governor Brown's State of the State message. Senator Jim Nielsen says the governor is speaking Republican language, embracing long-held Republican principles. Taking a look at the roadways, earlier crash just cleared eastbound 80 heading into the MacArthur Maze, the connector to 580. All lanes open, traffic still slow as you come off the decline of the bridge. Northbound 680 still slow and go over the Sunol Grade from about Mission Boulevard over to Andrade. Northbound 101 still sluggish from Woodside Road as you head up towards Holly and Belmont. And southbound 101, that's going to be sluggish too. Dave Hawks, KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, one of the questions I've always wondered, how do pubic hairs get on the walls of a shower? I mean, we're talking like 4 feet up. How does that happen?
Do you have like a special kind of skill, Brian? I don't know.
No, I mean, I'll go with, I've noticed this ever since I was a kid. You know, the showers in high school, grade school, junior high, etc. Okay, now can we move along, please?
You're the one asking questions about how pubes get on the wall of your shower, Brian.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit.
That night, 1.3 million people listened to our sister station, KNBR. Imagine if your company could be introduced to 1.3 million local potential customers. Here's your free opportunity to learn how to make that happen. We'll show you how to do it at our KNBR San Francisco Giants Build Your Brand Seminar, Tuesday the 29th at the Giants Clubhouse in AT&T Park. Seating is extremely limited and you must make a reservation to take advantage of this free opportunity. Call 415-995-6845 and join us in the clubhouse at AT&T Park on Tuesday the 29th. In today's crowded multimedia advertising environment, it is very difficult to get noticed. So call 415-995-6845 for this free seminar where our sister station KNBR will show you how to use the power of the San Francisco Giants to help make your company a champion.
Listen, do you have troubled skin, acne, but can't find a product that works? Stay tuned. The next 60 seconds could change your life.
Right now, in this radio area, our dermatologists need 48 men and women to participate in a Proactive Works consumer trial to prove that Proactive works where other products fail.
Millions have made Proactive America's number one acne system because it's proven to heal acne and stop breakouts before they start. Call 1-800-761-4127 right away.
If you're one of the first 48 to qualify, you can participate in a risk-free Proactive trial. Just record your progress for 30 days.
Your skin will look better than you ever imagined possible, guaranteed, or don't pay a penny.
You get three gifts just for participating, including our $22 dark spot corrector, designed to fade the marks acne leaves behind.
This opportunity will be gone fast, so call now, 1-800-761-4127, and prove Proactive can work for you. That's 1-800-761-4127.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon. Savage Nation. We're moving on from museums and dating insanity to the stomach bug that's sweeping America. A new strain of stomach bugs sweeping the U.S. A new strain of the norovirus stomach bug that has been sweeping the globe is taking over the United States. So-called researchers from the so-called Centers for Disease Control announced today. More than 140 outbreaks in the U.S. have been caused by the new G24 Sydney strain of norovirus. They know what it is, but they don't know how to stop it. They have no idea, the scientists, but they're studying it to tell you what it is. They have no idea how to stop it. I think I may have gotten it last week because vomiting and such. It was from the pizza I had. I know that. But I just think they must have had like an illegal in the kitchen there, you know, a little Lavos Los Manos job. I think he didn't read the sign. That's my guess. It was as simple as that. How do you know if the guy Lavos is the Manosos? How do you know if he Lavos is the Manos? You don't know. Well, then he wipes it on his apron, the hands, after he, forget about it. What can you do about it? So I look at the news now here. House votes sidesteps an ultimatum on debt. That's about as interesting as talking about a blacksmithing. I'd rather talk about blacksmithing than the debt. Here's a picture of the smiling Cheshire cat, Hillary Clinton of the New York Times. Clinton spars with Senate panel over Benghazi. The Secretary of State faced tough questions over the attack on an American mission. How polite of them. The attack on an American... What kind of attack was it? No one died, of course.
At this point, does it make...
Sounds like a child being scolded by her father, and she's saying, well, listen to how adolescent she sounds. Listen again.
What difference at this point does it make?
It's like a child got caught by the father, and she says, what difference does it make that I went out with Johnny through the window? What else is in the news here? Let's see. Democrats and Senate confront doubts at home on gun laws. No kidding. Talk of stricter gun control has stirred up a lot of unease here, a place where hunters vie for top prize. This is Beckley, West Virginia, in the Big Buck Photo Contest. And ads for a gun simulator game ask, feel like shooting something today? But before Senator Joe Manchin III invited a group of 15 businessmen and community leaders to lunch last week to discuss the topic, he had only a vague idea of how anxious many of his supporters were. How many of you all believe that there is a movement to take away the Second Amendment, he asked. About half the hands in the room went up. Despite his best attempts to reassure them, I see no movement, no talk, no bills, no nothing, he said. They remained skeptical. We give up our rights one piece at a time, a banker named Charlie Hook told the senator. If there is a path to new gun laws, it has to come through West Virginia and a dozen other states with Democratic senators like Mr. Manchin, who are confronting galvanized constituencies that view any effort to tighten gun laws as an infringement. Well, they're a bunch of throwback right-wing maniacs, of course. As Congress considers what, if any, laws to change, Mr. Manchin has become a barometer among his colleagues, testing just how far they might be able to go without angering voters. On Thursday, a group of demon cats, led by Senator Dianne the Trickster Feinstein of California, plans to introduce a bill that would outlaw more than 100 different assault, blah, 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 blah. 100 different assault weapons. She ought to ban assault shopping carts. If Feinstein were to introduce a bill banning assault shopping carts at airports, I might go for it. I would definitely limit assault shopping carts that had five wheels or more, because they can really get your feet in trouble. You know what I mean? For insult to Ty King, a 10-year prison sentence. What? A labor activist was sentenced to 10 years in prison for insulting Thailand's king, the latest in a string of convictions under the country's strict law. Better not send Obama to Thailand for a visit. God only knows what he's liable to pick up over there. Boy, that would be a bad one. If you insult the king over there, you get 10 years in jail. Al Gore's future. In his new book, Al Gore assesses how changes in technology, the environment, and the political climate are going to affect the nation. Are you kidding me? They're reviewing an Al Gore book after he sold his company like a rat to Al Jazeera? And he's been found to be a fraud. I mean, one of the greatest cold fronts in history is hitting the whole East Coast. And this fraud is putting out now a book on global warming. Al Gore has no credibility. He's a fraud. Even his own people know he's a faker. At least I think so. What else is in the news? Union membership drops. Redistricting in Virginia hurts black vote. Blah, blah, blah. Florida's python problem. State wildlife officials have become so frustrated with the invasive Burmese python that they've begun a hunt in South Florida. Yeah, we reported that a month ago. So far, like the geeks, they got 22 pythons so far. Who introduced these pythons? Like from a pet store? Van Cleef and Arpels is like a ring, basically. Show you all the stuff you don't have. Algeria gas compound lacked armed guards. That we know already. Ad now. Cars. Nothing in the paper you could really grit your teeth on. Russian minister backs Assad in adoption ban. Oh, that's a hot story. I like the Russians lately. They understand what's going on in the world. They don't like Assad, but they know he's better than the Islamists waiting in the wings. That they understand. That if you bring in Muslim extremists into Syria, they're going to pose a threat to Russia. You know what? What do you have to have a IQ beyond 90 to understand that? Unbelievable to you. Listen to this. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei V. Lavrov, said on Wednesday that the main obstacle to peace in Syria was the opposition's obsession with the idea of toppling the Bashar al-Assad regime. He also said the Kremlin's emergency ministry flights that removed 77 Russians from the war zone had not signaled the start of an evacuation. He made clear that Russia was unlikely to alter the position it had staked out in Syria, opposing any international measures to force Assad from power after nearly 2 years of violence. More than 60,000 people have died in the Syria conflict, according to the U.N. That's an interesting story. Too complicated for the average American radio listener. So we'll talk about the ban of adoption. That's an interesting story. Why are the Russians banning the adoption of Russian children? It's an interesting question. First of all, you have to ask yourself, why are there so many Russian children up for adoption? That's number one. Why are there so many children abandoned in Russia? Number two, why are so many American families unable to have children? That's another question. I'm not sneering at anyone. It happens. But why? Why is there so much trouble in bearing a child, having a child in America? American officials have refuted Russia's repeated appeals for access to a Russian-born boy who had been placed with a new foster family in Florida after his adoptive parents were prosecuted for child abuse. He also said Russia did not see the desire on the part of American officials to provide Russian officials with access to the Ranch for Kids, a nonprofit organization in northeastern Montana that has hosted hundreds of Russian adoptees. That's amazing. Wow. That became the focus of Russian scrutiny in 2010 after a Tennessee woman put a 7-year-old adoptee on a flight back to Moscow. Ooh. The welfare. The cases we know about are only the tip of the iceberg, he said. He added that Russia had no complaints about the welfare of children adopted by Italians and was working to facilitate more adoptions by French families. So it's not adoption per se that they're opposing. Adoption of Russian children. It's how Russian children are being abused in America? That's amazing. British vow to edge away from European Union adds to malaise on continent. That's interesting. All right, that's all I'm going to do in the news now. 855-400-7282. WABC Ray, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please. Ray, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Savage, Dr. Savage, thank you. I finally got through to you after three nights. Thank you.
Okay, so what's on your mind, Ray?
Okay, thank you for that great lesson on the Romans. When I went to school years ago, I'm 61. When I went to school years ago, I was an A student in high school in ancient history. And I was a B-plus in European history when I was in college. And, you know, the shame of it is, they don't even teach history in American schools today.
No, they don't. You don't need history. Everything was invented when Obama was elected.
Right.
In other words, they want to change the calendar from Anno Domini, from A.D., to A.B. after Obama. So this is actually year three in the new calendar, the new Obama calendar. It's the year three A.B. after Obama. A.O., sorry. It's the year three according to the new AO calendar.
Yeah,
and it's the brave new world that we were warned about that has come about since the psychotic drug addicted progressives have taken over the country.
Yep, and
see, that's the difference between ancient Rome and ours. They didn't have drugs to worry about. We have drugs and we have a psychotic media pumping violence and pornography into the heads of the masses 24/7. The human history has never seen anything like this. This toxic compound of pornography and violence being pumped out by the sewer pipe of Hollywood, combined with the so-called progressives and the drugs. No one's ever seen a time like this in human history. This is very, very unusual.
Right.
I'm sending you a copy of my new novel, which is not unusual. I know you're going to love A Time for War. I'm glad you're listening to me on ABC New York. Let's take some other callers now. Charles on KSFO in San Francisco. I don't know if I can even say the word anymore. You know, as I drove through the city today on the way to the museum and back, it was so beautiful. I love the city, actually. I got like a high again off it. Do you ever get a high off your own city? Maybe I don't go in enough. I mean, the buildings, the older houses, the architecture, the streets themselves, the restaurants. I know that I love the city. I actually love it. If only it was run by people who were different. It's so corrupt. It's frightening. It's so frightening. Even the newspaper, the far left newspaper, had to notice it. Winning bidders linked to City Hall. That's as far as they'll go. Lawsuit raises suspicions of over awarding of contracts. You hear? That's as far as they'll go in the San Francisco Chronicle. Winning bidders linked to City Hall. Duh. I mean, they never heard of Tammany Hall now. They're shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Let's see what else. Oh, God. State of the state. Governor Jerry Brown will give a speech at 9 a.m. Thursday in the assembly chambers of the state capitol. Oh, I can't wait for that one. The minute he raised taxes on the rich, the next day the propaganda sheet, the newspapers, went into overtime, like around the clock. Economy fixed. Economy better. Brown balances budget. Things are coming up roses. The next day, they ran a fake field poll. Most Californians feel good about the state. The next day, budget balanced. Next day, Jerry Brown, greatest thing since the Golden State existed. Oakland forced to come face-to-face with stop and frisk. What is wrong with stop and frisk? Tell me what's wrong with stop and frisk. They had to hire William Bratton to bring it into Oakland, the out-of-control, violence-plagued Oakland. They bring in William Bratton, a former big city police chief, right, to advise the useless police department in Oakland and the dumb mayor on how to stop the crime. So the people who like the gangsters, the people who like the drug dealing, the people who like the car break-ins, the house break-ins, the home invasions in Oakland are now called Oakland activists. And they fear he will bring stop-and-frisk tactics to the city. Tell me what is wrong with stop-and-frisk. Do you know that the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed its legality nearly a half century ago? Bratton said every police department in America does it. So he's a consultant saying we need to put stop-and-frisk into Oakland to stop the crime. What is See, that's what Feinstein ought to focus on. Go into high-crime areas, Diane, and do stop and frisk, and then break down the doors of the gangbangers and take away their AKs and leave everybody else alone. I guarantee you'll be loved, Diane. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
It's a simple message.
Get there safely.
I'm San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. I'm here today to tell you, always cross streets at intersections and mark crosswalks. Please do not jaywalk. More than 1,700 pedestrians are hit by vehicles each year on San Francisco streets. Look both ways before you step from the curb. When pedestrian signals are present, begin crossing only on the walk signal. And please, don't walk and text at the same time.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station. Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Well, I walked a tightrope today on the Savage Nation. I mean, you got to give me credit for that. I started with museums. I went into history. Very, very, very risky in talk radio, as you well know, because the audience has been so dumbed down with Obama bashing, which he deserves, by the way, that you have to ask yourself, is anyone listening? I don't know. I'm gambling. I mean, how much can I scream about Obama? I told you what he is. I know what he is. He has to be stopped. And that's it. How many times can I say the same thing? So topically, I mean, you know, I'll raise the news topics as they come up. But I'm not going to do this for the rest of my life. Time is too short. First of all, in my life in general and in your life. How much can you listen day in and day out? Obama did this, Obama did that, Obama. Every day does something shocking in order to desensitize you. We know that. Okay. That doesn't mean I have to talk about it every second, does it? You've heard it all day long anyway. From Clarabelle in the morning right till the end of the day, you heard it all day long. From Clarabelle onward, you heard it all day long. So I'm not going to do it when I close down the talk business in America. I close off midnight on the East Coast. That's it. Shop is closed when I'm finished. The last word. So I brought up museums, snuff boxes, ancient history, Roman Empire. And I don't know whether people like it or not. I have no idea. I haven't any idea whether they like it or not. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Brian, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage, first-time caller. I'm with you. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm sick of politics. I'm sick of, you know, the local news. We've heard all that before. You are so refreshing to hear. Yeah, keep on doing what you're doing, bro.
Well, that's good to hear, Brian. I don't think you're alone, truthfully. My instincts tell me that, from my show, this is what I have to do. I'm not telling anyone else what to do. But from my time of the day, what I'm interested in is what the show's going to have to become, because otherwise I can't do this any longer. If I have to get up every day and face the eight ball of talking about Feinstein and Obama, I'll go crazy. I can't do it. I don't have millions of years of evolution in my genes in order to do that, I'll tell you that. I didn't evolve to this point in history and stay alive this long in order to talk about that rubbish, to be frank.
Yes, sir.
That's how I feel. I mean, to me, it's rubbish. It's rubbish. It's garbage. It's garbage. I can't take it anymore. I'm sending you a copy of my great new novel, A Time for War. If you really want to see a tour de force, stay on the line. KSFO, Mary, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? What's the topic?
The Russian children.
Yeah, why are they getting rid of their children? Why are so many children up for adoption in Russia?
Russia to give out food and medicine to children who had been affected by Chernobyl. And the orphanages were full, not only because of what had happened with Chernobyl and the deaths and sicknesses of their parents, but the high, huge rate of alcoholism. And a lot of these children are older, and when they've been adopted by American couples. And I personally, I'm an adoptee. I have relinquished a child for adoption, found my family, found him. That's an aside. But anybody, when you adopt a child, you take that child as your own. I don't feel that you have the right to send them back because...
But Mary, why did they... Wait, so in other words, a lot of these Russian kids come here with a lot of problems. Is that what I'm hearing? Because they came from abusive homes?
They came from abusive environment. A lot of them.
No, I understand. So the kids are a little they're, let's say, reactive to people in a way you wouldn't expect in America. And then the American parents who adopt them, no doubt, gush over them in that ooey gooey Mickey Mouse fashion, and the kids don't even understand it. And then the kids rebel, and then they become pretty difficult for them. And what, they give them up?
Some of the parents actually send the children back. I don't know if it's because of the American ooey-gooey, as you say, but the children come very psychologically damaged because of the environment of the orphanages. They are so neglected there to begin with. They don't have any, they don't have a sense of...
Why don't we have any orphanages in America? Where are the orphanages in America? There used to be some. Where did they go? Did Big Brother and the government become the orphanage? Where are the orphanages here?
You know, I think that a lot more... I was in a unwed mother's home, quote-unquote, when I had my child in 1970.
Yeah.
At that time, single mothers, it was like... The shame, the scarlet letter at this time.
Yeah, but now the government encourages 14-year-olds to have children. They have shows on TV, the sewer pipe shows 16 and pregnant. They encourage them to have babies. They're meal tickets for them.
I agree. I think that it's...
I go to a mall here in this area, and I see 14-year-old illegal aliens pushing a carriage around with a 15-year-old husband with two babies in a carriage, not working during the day. Where are they getting the money from? Big Brother. Big Brother, have more children. Have more children. Come across the border and breed them. Future Obama voters here. Sign them right up. Welcome back to the Savage Nation for January 24th, 2013. Here's what's on michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture, home of the Savage Nation where the Nationalist Party was formed. Because it will be formed one day. Pay attention. Top right. Russia says to the West, we told you not to overthrow Gaddafi. But did Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton listen? Americans are more downbeat than at any time since Carter. Top left, A Time for War, Michael Savage's new novel. By clicking on it on michaelsavage.com, you can see why this book, well, you know what it's about? It's a time of war with China. A short time in the future, and only Jack Hatfield can tell this exciting, fast-paced story. It spans the globe, just as my book, Abuse of Power, spanned the globe. The story will grip the reader and deliver the goods, according to the Free Republic. I suggest you buy A Time for War right now on Amazon.com and send the message to the publishing industry and to the progressives that Republicans, conservatives, independents, exist, and guess what? We read books. We're not all dumb, knuckle-dragging idiots. What else is in the news? Well, you have to go to michaelsavage.com to see. Shall I tell you what they are? Well, let's go and see a few more stories that are up there. Dems are setting their sights on 150 weapons to ban them. I. Feinstein is banning handguns and rifles. The purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons over time. That's right, she's going after your guns, just as you fear. That's old Dianne Feinstein, the most honest woman in the history of the U.S. Senate. She's introducing a new ban on assault weapons. It will expand the criteria of defining assault weapons. It will ban many rifles and handguns. It will exempt firearms used for hunting. Well, Adolf did that. He let the Germans have a shotgun. By the way, folks, you'll have to register all your guns in a national registry that Feinstein and her friends can read at any time. Her and Bloomberg can see who has a gun in their neighborhood. It's sickening. This country's becoming a dictatorship under these goons. Fight them. Fight back. Don't give up your guns without a fight. That's my opinion. Well, I have a lot more to say right here on the Savage Nation. It's this article that I wanted to talk about at this time. You can call on the other topics. Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter, poll says. You wouldn't know it listening to the tingling leg folks on MSNBC. As President Obama begins his second term, he is facing an increasingly pessimistic public who believes that America's best days are behind them. According to a recently released right-wing Gallup poll, I'm putting in right-wing as a joke, 39% of Americans rated the current climate of the country as positive, blah, 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 blah. That's about the same as it was in 2010 and has been the lowest recorded by Gallup since President Jimmy Peanut Carter's term in 1979. Okay, so pessimism. Optimism rose after 1979, peaking in about 2001 at 73%. Since the 9/11 terror attacks, national optimism has steadily declined. Now, with Obama in power and unemployment slightly below 8% and economic growth continuing at a meager pace, a similar malaise may be setting in. Even an outlook on the future is down. 48% were upbeat about where the country will be in 5 years, the lowest since 1979. So no matter what the liars in the media are telling you, the American people are telling you something else. We went through this before with a pinko leftist one-worlder named Jimmy Peanut Carter. He almost destroyed the country. He's the one who unleashed Islamo-fascism across the globe through his incompetence and left-wing idiocy. I told you that before. Now we have Obama held up on a pedestal like he's God Almighty, when we know the guy is not God Almighty. First of all, he's only a man. Secondly, he's a terrible president. So Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter, poll says. That's a realistic poll from Gallup. No doubt they won't be invited to the White House inaugural ball in the year 2050 after this one. But I have a question for you. Why are you downbeat? How's that for touching the zeitgeist of the American listening audience on the Savage Nation tonight? Why are you, the listener, downbeat tonight? What are you downbeat about? I don't mean your cat died. We're talking politics now. If you care to join the conversation, 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. This is the Savage Nation. We're talking about all these topics and more on the Savage Nation. Or do you want to hear a little something else? You want me to do anything else? Do you want me to read from the novel? Do you want me to, I wrote a poem the other day, and I wouldn't even dare do that one. That's so risky, it's unbelievable. There's nothing riskier than a talk show host who either sings or reads you a poem. I've done it over the years, but I realize afterwards that I lose a lot of sleep over it at night. I mean, I'd be 6'7" if it wasn't for the poems and the occasional singing on the show. Can't do those things. Risky. Because then you look back, oh, schmuck, what did I do that for? It's like a drunk at a wedding. Like, what the heck was I putting that shade on my head for? Nah, you shouldn't sing or read poetry on the air. I do it. Wisconsin is answering the downbeat question. My dog is now tearing a pillow here in this studio. He got nervous from the question of why are you downbeat. Teddy is giving me a dog answer. He's tearing apart one of my favorite yellow pillows. I let him tear them. When I first started in radio, he used to steal socks in the house. He was a puppy. Hi, Teddy. And I got mad at him. I chased him around the house for a sock, and a guy called me and said, Michael, it's only a sock. Let him have the sock. And you know what? So what? He had the sock. Now he tears a pillow. So what? That's only a pillow. When he's ashes in a box, what am I going to remember, the sock he took or the pillow he ripped? You see what I mean? You know, lighten up a little bit. That's all. It's a little ride here, a short dance in the sun, as I've said to you many times. It's a short dance in the sun that we all have, you know? So let's try to enjoy our time here in prison, in the prison of our life under Obama. Wisconsin Dave, why are you downbeat? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I guess I feel depressed because it feels like I've been convicted of a crime while, I guess, being an American. You're basically incarcerated you and sentenced you to another 4 years before. But who knows?
Of another 4 years of being lambasted by the liberal press and by a president who seems to hate, particularly has an animosity towards, shall I say, old white males, who he's written off as. See, he knows the polls and he figures he doesn't need you. He's not going to get you unless you are working for him. Therefore, he's written you, he's vilified the old white male, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just going about your business, being an American, trying to make a buck and pay your taxes, and suddenly you're your life's on hold for at least another 4 years, if not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you should know you're not alone, because Americans are more downbeat than at any time since Carter says the Gallup poll, which is anything but right-wing. Dave, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, which should cheer you up at bedtime as you read it and find out that we may have something much bigger to worry about very, very soon. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cashcreek.com.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com, and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. The Jewelry Exchange imports their diamonds direct and has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. Certified 1-carat solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4-carat $12.90, and certified half-carat $6.90. We have thousands of designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen it elsewhere? Bring us the design, and in most cases, we can customize it for you on our computer-animated design system and save you as much as 60%. Oval pendants similar to Tiffany's with 54 diamonds, just $249. 1-carat halo rings are $6.99, and 1-carat studs just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of styles guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Secretary Clinton needs to be called in, and I think that they need to ask her a number of questions. Did you notify the president? When did you notify the president? And what was his response? And did you talk to the Secretary of Defense? And what was his response? Oh, did he deny you an airplane? Did he deny to put the military on the ground in there? Oh, so he didn't deny it. Did you ask for it? Did you ask him to come and try and rescue those people? Oh, you did ask, and he didn't do it. Well, who told him not to do it? Where did the order come from not to do that? This is standard procedure.
What difference at this point does it make?
Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with the hey mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo.
No more mozzarella. Well, welcome to the Savage Nation. You can see I'm mixing topics up. That was a retired Special Forces Lieutenant General William G. Boykin asking the questions that nobody asked the great lady today about the deaths in Benghazi. Of course it goes up to the guy at the top. The guy who just had a good fun time in Washington at your expense after a nice trip to Hawaii. Him. Yeah, whatever happened to the buck stops here. There's no buck and it doesn't stop anywhere. The buck is gone. You know the story here. It's all a sham. So what else is new? Well, there are other topics I'm talking about, which is why I played in Dean Martin's Hey Mambo Italiano. You know, an article came out, West Point Center cites dangers of far right in the U.S. It was in the Washington Times by Rowan Scarborough. And a lunatic professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, wrote this article. He said that America has been infiltrated by far right groups such as the, quote, now listen, such as the Anti-Federalist Movement, which supports civil activism, individual freedoms, and self-government. So if you believe in self-government and individual freedoms, you are now a terrorist, according to West Point. This report was issued by the so-called Combating Terrorism Center at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. The center, which is part of West Point, lumps together limited government activists, such as those of you who want the government to balance its budget, with three movements that identifies as, quote, a racist white supremacy movement, an anti-federalist movement, and a fundamentalist movement. So in one fell swoop, this lunatic Israeli professor who has been hired by West Point has now said any Christian, any liberty-loving American is a right-wing terrorist. Now, the West Point Center normally would have focused on al-Qaeda and other Islamic extremists who are now operating in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa through violence. But in the latest study, it paints a broad brush of people it considers far right, including you. It says that anti-federalists espouse strong convictions regarding the federal government. Those of us who believe the government is out of control, we believe the government is corrupt and tyrannical. You are now a terrorist. If you believe the government is intruding on individual civil and constitutional rights, you are now a terrorist. If you believe in civil activism, such as a membership in the Tea Party, if you believe in self-government or individual freedoms, you are now a terrorist. They then go on in this center. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. This is at West Point, our premier military academy. It's been infiltrated to this extent. You have to hear this. That's why I told you we are all kulaks today. Now, I have the story up on michaelsavage.com. I'm not going to read any longer from it. It was written by a man named Ari Perlega. I looked him up. Ari Perlinger plied his trade in Israel before coming to America. He's a far-left radical who tried to undermine the so-called conservatives in Israel. This lunatic, Ari Perlinger, directs the center, this is West Point Center, on terrorism. He teaches social sciences at West Point. A Republican congressional staffer who served in the military said this: if the Defense Department is looking for places to cut spending, this junk study is ground zero. Shouldn't the Combating Terrorism Center be combating radical Islam around the globe instead of perpetuating the left's myth that right-wingers are terrorists? You hear this? Now, you would say, why am I focusing on such an obscure professor at West Point? Because equally as dangerous as this treasonous schmuck professor teaching our cadets is the fact that those cadets at West Point have already been brainwashed by layer upon layer of communist teachers and professors before they even arrived at West Point. What you don't know is that there is a revolution that has occurred in this country with the election of Obama. Obama knows he's the head of the left-wing vanguard. He knows that anyone who doesn't vote for him is now a kulak and an enemy of the state. And he knows that when he gets total control of the military, all bets are off, which is why they bought 900 million rounds of hollow point bullets and then, of course, went after limiting in a certain way so-called assault rifles. Where do they get their information about the American far right? Listen to what this Israeli anti-American wrote at West Point. Quote, to begin with, the American far right is characterized by a large base of supporters who are usually engaged in low-level violence. So you are now engaged in low-level violence, according to the radicals at West Point. It should be noted, he wrote, that most of these low, sophisticated, spontaneous attacks have received relatively little attention from the media, political authorities, and law enforcement, while a few mass casualty attacks attracted most of the attention, meaning that although we're focused on 9/11, the real danger are the white males in America who are doing violence without anyone knowing it. Nobody knows what the evidence is. And when you try to find out who the hate groups are that he's talking about, you refer back to the mad world of all of the groups that have supported Obama from the beginning, including those that you know and those that you may not know. I don't even want to name them because they're pathetic. I'd like to ask you something. It's a simple question. Since left-wing fanatics have now penetrated every avenue of our culture, from Hollywood to the newspapers and now even to West Point, can you name terrorist groups that are not mentioned by this West Point anti-American professor who calls anyone who disagrees with him a member of a hate group? At the same time, you're calling 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282. And you know, I was thinking about something else that worries me deeply about Obama. He's not just an ordinary doctrinaire leftist of the university type, which is how he became president. He's far worse than that and far more dangerous than that in some ways. I was thinking about who he thinks he is historically. And the comparisons in his own mind to the historic figure would be very telling as to where he wants to lead the country. For example, if Obama thinks that his historic mentor is Lincoln, this is possibly the most dangerous thought I've had in years. So condemn me if you will. But if he is suffering the delusions, a delusion to think that he is sort of the reincarnate of Lincoln, he seems to be vilifying 50% of the country in every speech he gives, giving us the middle finger. You know, it's not like any other politician, even Nixon. Obviously, the left hated him, but he didn't go out of his way to antagonize them. Obama goes out of his way to antagonize the 50% who didn't vote for him. He's turned you into not the opposition party, but the enemy itself. This is dangerous. So who his mentor is will be telling us where he might be dragging this country. If it's FDR, we're going into a world war so we could have massive public spending. I don't know who it is. Every dictator who has had this sense of destiny has compared himself to someone of the past. I think Hitler compared himself to Charlemagne, didn't he? If I don't have my country's wrong, I'm not an expert on history, but we'll have to look that one up. But he thought his job was to bring back the great German Empire. Mussolini, for example, thought that he was going to restore the Roman Empire. So he engaged in invasions, for example, of Abyssinia to begin with. He needed to expand the ancient Roman Empire, the Italian nation, into something that resembled the ancient Roman Empire. So one of the first things he did was invade Abyssinia, which was a tragedy. The poor tribespeople were on horseback with spears, and he used artillery, tanks, and airplanes to kill Ethiopians and Somalis. That was Mussolini the lunatic, because he was trying to bring back the glories of the Roman Empire. So who is Obama's historic role model, I ask myself. Kind of, I lay in bed at night. I can't sleep lately.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. A recently retired Contra Costa fire captain is under arrest after authorities say he stole uniforms, expensive tools, and other items from local firehouses. The Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office says former fire district captain John Wilmot was arrested on suspicion of grand theft and burglary. Governor Jerry Brown is calling a special legislative session for Monday to implement parts of the federal health care overhaul in California. The governor says California needs to tweak some state laws to conform to new federal rules on health coverage. The state will need to make it easier for people to enroll in Medi-Cal, the state's version of Medicaid. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 4 at Love Ridge have a crash. Should be in the center divide. Traffic's a bit slow. Northbound 680 before 24 have an accident being reported as well, possibly blocking one of the lanes. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities.
that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world, and as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. As a college student in the 1970s, I spent a summer traveling through Indonesia, taking in the wonderful landscape, culture, and people. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is, how it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.
Charles Johnson writes for the Daily Caller, and he has some really shocking new information about President Obama's nominee for head of the CIA. You're not going to believe it. Listen on the Savage Nation. Charles, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Based on your discovery about his past, how does Obama's probable new CIA director feel about government censorship and freedom of speech?
Well, he's a fan of both government censorship and shutting down the presses if they disagree with his point of view.
So you're saying Brennan feels it was appropriate in a place like Egypt to crack down on protesters in order to let that administration's ideas of democracy advance?
That's exactly right. Brennan, in 1980, wrote a master's thesis with the University of Texas at Austin. In it, he is very favorable about shutting down communists, and those the government brands as communists. He's in favor of restrictions against anti-government talk. And these are kind of troubling things to have said by a CIA director.
What does that mean? Where did he write these things?
So he wrote them in 1980 in his master's thesis. And what's interesting is that he's never recanted any of these statements. He's never changed his view that he said that absolute human rights don't exist. He's never changed any of those positions, insofar as we can tell. It's just as if these positions were never said. I reached out to a spokesman. They haven't returned my phone calls.
How does this attitude tie into Brennan's love affair with Islam, where he said all Muslims are peaceful? Remember that one?
What it shows is that the person you'd want to have a moral compass more than anybody in the entire country, more than even the president of the United States, just because of the sheer amount of power that the CIA director has. But it shows that this person really doesn't believe in the Constitution of the United States, and certainly doesn't believe in good old American virtues like freedom of speech. Now, when it comes to those Islam remarks, those are very troubling because they show that how willing he is to be super PC and super friendly to groups that are pretty unambiguously America's enemy, like Hezbollah and Islamic terrorism.
Well, give my audience and the Savage Nation specifics. What did Obama's nominee say about Islam?
In regards to censorship on the part of the Egyptian dictatorship, he said, since the press can play such an influential role in determining the perceptions of the masses, I am in favor of some degree of government censorship. Inflammatory articles can provoke mass opposition and possible violence, especially in developing political systems. I mean, I, for one, find that kind of troubling when a member, would-be member of the government refers to human beings as the masses. It's a very kind of elitist, kind of a troubling position to hold. And then I also find it disturbing that his whole argument about inflammatory articles can provoke mass opposition. It's worth remembering that Brennan was one of the people who advised Barack Obama both when he was running for president and when there was the attack on Benghazi. You know, is it possible that the White House's initial reaction, which was to blame a YouTube video that very few people saw, is an outgrowth of this kind of thinking?
How does this view extend to human rights in general?
Well, he denies that there's such a thing as absolute human rights. He says that democracy is a process rather than a state, and he defends. He says that so long as you can judge the intent of the leader to be democratic, then pretty much it's okay if they violate human rights, which is pretty shocking if you think about it. You know, this idea that your human rights don't come from God, don't come from your basic humanity, but are contingent upon how the government sees you. You know, the government doesn't like you, they can decide to take away, they can presumably take away your rights. As Brennan writes, I don't feel that the possible forfeiture of rights under certain circumstances precludes their inalienability. In other words, you don't have rights unless the government says you do. Brennan goes on and says, the human rights do not exist because they can't be classified as universal.
Can you explain why Obama continues to ram these hardcore left-wing fanatics onto the U.S. scene?
And, you know, it's odd that he has these kind of views because, you know, we've heard over and over and over again from the Obama administration about how important it is to have sort of a universal standard when we deal with countries all around the world. I mean, they made a big deal about the Arab Spring and said that it was good for democracy. And if you question the Arab Spring at all, you were seen as not really being supportive of democracy and of freedom. But it turns out that, you know, now the CIA director, the guy who's going to be who has in the past been responsible for ordering drone strikes on people, doesn't even believe that you know there's such a thing as human rights to protect them. It's pretty troubling.
I think this signals something very worrisome, doesn't it?
Well, I think we're now getting to see the real Obama. I mean, Obama doesn't have to worry about re-election. He can pretty much do whatever he likes, and he's presenting who he really is, which is, you know, a left-wing ideologue. I mean, after a certain point, you know, he doesn't have to pretend anymore to be the moderate he campaigned as.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in the world if this guy Brennan is confirmed?
Warrantless wiretapping. I mean, it's basically Bush on steroids. And as much as President Bush, President Bush's people believed in universal human rights. That's why they made the arguments they did about Muslims and about Arab society. It's clear that the one thing that the Obama people believe in is power, and in remaking societies to fit their images, and it's proving to be a disaster. You know, one thing we can kind of tell is that, you know, they don't seem to think about what could happen after they act, which is why we're seeing, you know, arms that were used to topple Gaddafi in Libya now spilling over into Mali. You know, they don't really think about the consequences of their actions, and it's very damaging.
Where can we read more about this alarming possibility?
So you can read my stuff at the Daily Caller or at the Blaze, or you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Chuck C. Johnson.
Charles Johnson from the Daily Caller. Thanks for being with us today on the Savage Nation. It's Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Savage.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit.
That night, 1.3 million people listened to our sisters.
Listen, I've been in radio for 18 years. Longest in radio? No. But one of the longest standing talk show hosts since 1994. And I'll tell you something I learned in the mid-90s. There were three topics that killed the show. I can name four hosts who died within a year or two. Four of them were guns, abortion, I forget the third one. UFOs. If you mention guns, abortion, or UFOs, you could pack the boards up and confuse that with a wide audience, and you were out of business within a year. Your ratings were zero. Your ratings were lower than Bill Clinton at a bar mitzvah. Well, actually, that's a reversal. Your ratings would be lower than Bill Clinton at a, well, whatever, you could figure it out. The fact is, I don't want to talk about it because it's boring. How much can you say about it already? How about any other topic? 855-407-282. You know, I woke up today, I was in a good mood. Now I'm in a horrible mood. It's a very long, late in the day till I finally get on the air. At 6 in the morning, I was writing comedy for the show. I'm looking at it now. I wouldn't even read it to you. I wrote out a skit today. Did you ever type that up, Doug? The skit, A Day in the Life of the Senior Miser? I'd like to see it because it was funny to me in the morning. 8 in the morning, I was laughing. Coffee, dog, bay, laughter. By the time 9 o'clock rolls around on the East Coast, my joints hurt me. My hands are ice cold. I'm turning, it's like my cold, dead hands on the microphone. So I wrote a funny thing this morning. Now, you want to talk about indoctrination? Let me read what I wrote. Tell me if you still think it's funny. I was musing about senior citizens in America and how well they're doing, why they're always smiling. Seniors have never done better in the history of America. Because I added up what a senior must be making between Social Security and retirement and the benefits. It's why the young people hate the old and why the old people are smiling all the way to the Social Security check. So I wrote A Day in the Life of the Senior Miser. Here's what I wrote. Here is why seniors are smiling and junior workers are boiling. The seniors between Social Security and various IRAs they put away are doing very well indeed. And yet they spend their entire day saving pennies, pinching pennies here and there. So here's a day in the life of a senior miser. Breakfast might consist of a free breakfast at a local hotel which is having a conference. You see, the senior miser would search the internet to see which hotel in the area is hosting a conference and serving a free continental or other breakfast to the conference attendee. Now, the senior's challenge at this point, once they get into the hotel, would be how to identify themselves as an attendee without a badge to qualify for the free breakfast. Well, they would probably print up a generic badge or create some kind of badge that would permit them to enter and bamboozle the conference manager into permitting them to eat at the free buffet. So that takes care of a free breakfast for the senior miser. Now you've got lunch to face. Remember, they're on Social Security. They all have a nice income. So now they need a free lunch. So where do they go for a free lunch? They go to a farmer's market. And the poor people who are selling the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the Indian snacks and the Pakistani snacks, the senior goes stall to stall getting free slices of apple, free slices of nuts, free slices of apricots, free nuts from the poor farmer who drove 250 miles to sell some almonds, buying nothing, of course. Filling up on the free lunch, they then go home and boast to the wife how they bamboozled the immigrants into getting a bunch of samples by going stall to stall at the farmer's market and didn't even have to buy an apple. I see this every Wednesday in Marin County. I see all the Obama supporters, baggy clothing, going from the Indians to the Hispanics to the poor white people. And they're basically giving them free food, and they do it with glee. I start to boil. Okay, if they're feeling benevolent that day and they're really hungry, they go to an Indian buffet with a trick raincoat. Inside the raincoat, there's a plastic lining with special pockets for taking home extras, such as extra breads. Even perhaps an entire portion of food with a baggie in their hand, there's a trick to it. Here's how they do it. If the senior takes a baggie to the Indian buffet, what they do is they have to be very adept at it, almost like a purse snatcher. As they're on the buffet line, they have to slip the baggie over their hand, or it could be actually a plastic glove. Again, it's very hard to get off. They slip it on their hand, and they push their entire hand into the bin of chicken curry. They could then pull the entire handful of chicken curry out of the buffet box and slip it into their special trick raincoat pocket, without being seen, and bring it home for the wife, and there's another victory. Now the senior miser has only dinner to get through. That's another challenge for the miser. But there's an answer for it. If there's a Whole Foods in the area, it's a snap to get a free dinner. The senior goes to Whole Foods, where there are open bins of foods. Very different foods, all different types, and some of them are good. Now, you're supposed to spoon up the foods in Whole Foods, put them in containers, and bring it forward for weighing and paying. Well, the senior miser again uses the old trick of the baggie over their hand and the trick raincoat. And if they can dart their hand in to the bin as fast as an insect, they can usually score an entire handful and be eating around the store. That's another freebie. I'm just musing around. It's talk radio. I'm talking. What do you want me to do on the show? Sit here silently? I'm not a Republican. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. So, I didn't ask you this question. I did my little attempt at humor with the day in the life of the senior miser. What did I miss? What do senior misers do that I missed to get through the day without paying a dime? What else might miserly seniors be doing to save a few pennies here and there? I must have missed something. I mean, I know they all robbed the sweet and low. In fact, there are some houses in Boca Raton, in that area, in the Boca Raton area of Florida, that I am told that entire empty bedrooms are filled with sweet and low, where they have been robbing sweet and low for so many decades that there's nowhere left to store it, and they don't want to pay for a storage bin. They've taken up their ex-daughter's bedroom with sweet and low. I'm sorry. I got to entertain myself. These are very droll times. Not droll times. They're horrible times. It's almost a horrible time to be in talk radio. In some ways, it's the best of times and the worst of times. It's the best of times because we have a natural enemy of conservative radio in the White House and a natural enemy of conservative radio in the media. That's the best of times. But the worst of times is the topics are horrendous. If we're going to just talk about these things. I mean, what should we do? Hey, I got an idea for next week. Why don't we call it Bayonet Week? We will talk about bayonets for your assault rifle. Have bayonets been outlawed? I think they're outlawed, even though some of the old AR-15s came with bayonet stocks, or whatever they call them. You could buy them in California in the 80s, but they're illegal now. You know, fix bayonets. Let's go over the top boys, led by Clarabelle in a uniform and a three-pronged hat. Let's come out of the... Okay, let's go to the callers. Let's start with Danny in Texas. Danny, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hugh Jackman should play your main character in your great book, Abuse of Power, Jack Hatfield.
So you think Hugh Jackman should be the character who plays Jack Hatfield in Abuse of Power, the movie, and then he should play Jack Hatfield in the sequel, which is coming out in 3 weeks, called A Time for War. I would like to elect the football player, Rocker, to be the actor playing Jack Hatfield.
That would be just as well, but I lean a lot more toward Hugh Jackman.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. It'll never be made as a movie unless I make it as a home movie. If Weinberg and Scorsese decide what movies get made, do you think they're going to make a movie, even though the book is excellent and was a bestseller? Abuse of Power. You think they're ever going to make a movie out of it? That's not the topic that they would pick. So I don't think it's going to happen. It's been taken. There it is. I got a call. Randy knows. Randy, line 7. Good call. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike. Hitler compared himself to Frederick the Great.
Thank you for elucidating that piece of history. I was wrong. It was not Charlemagne, correct?
Correct. And my big fear is Obama's not going to go for just Lincoln or... Are you going to go for Julius Caesar?
No. I actually don't think Julius Caesar was one of his role models because Julius Caesar ate Italian food. So I don't think that's Obama's favorite cuisine.
There you go.
Who was Alexander the Great? Hitler? Someone just told me that Hitler idolized Alexander the Great. Is that true?
It might be, but from everything I studied, it was Frederick the Great, Barbarossa, the old German emperors, the first...
Yeah, okay, who had a great empire.
Right.
So, no, honestly, let's be serious. Who do you think Obama, in his deep moments, in his moments of self-aggrandizement and narcissism, who do you think it is that he says, I'm a reincarnation of him? Is it Lincoln?
I think you're right, because it serves two purposes. He gets to claim one of our great icons as a conservative, normal American historical society, and he also gets to initiate a civil war at the same time. Exactly.
Remember that Lincoln was a Republican. That's simply forgotten by Bob Schieffer, whatever his name is. Bob Schiefskin of the Communist Broadcasting Services likened Obama taking on the NRA to defeating the Nazis. That was about as crazy as anything I've ever heard in my entire life.
Savage.